Okay, the Zuri, the stream has started. Would you announce the meeting?
Yes, thank you, Fred. So today is the 18th of December, Sunday, 2022. We're having the LSB meeting. And so this is the call to order. So I want to make a few announcements first. I declare Rob Makin off the board. So he had three consecutive unexcused absences on 8/21, 8/28, and 9/18. Which came out basically because Gary looked at all the absences. And so that's why I was not caught earlier, because I wasn't the chair and he wasn't doing what he was doing. We have spoken to Rob Makin and he has accepted that he's off the board. Also, Bella DeSoto has been declared, at least for right now, off the board. So there's a certain verbiage that I was told that I'm supposed to read by Julie Hewitt, sent the PNB chair, sent me something. And she said, the following statement is all you may say publicly. So I'm going to read that for you. The Pacifica National Board has suspended Bella DeSoto, a listener delegate on the KPFK local station board, pending a trial. Ms. DeSoto is excused from and shall not participate as a delegate at all LSB and Pacifica meetings, including any committees or events, pending further notification upon the conclusion, I'm sure it's meant conclusion, of the trial. And so, so these are the two that are basically not involved there. Then I also want to thank Ali Lexa, staff member Barbara.
Point of order? Point of order?
What's your point of order?
That composition of electoral boards within Pacifica is in dispute, and to remove delegates and seat others in their place with no chance for the LSB to address the matter first exceeds the authority of the chair and flies in the face of fundamental democratic process and not one but three recent PNB resolutions. So I object.
I note your objection, Beth. I will actually rule this out of order, because we're following the...
I object to the ruling of the chair. I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, so can I just first thank them and then we can go back to that later?
No, you have to now vote on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair.
That's right.
And the chair has to make her ruling. You haven't allowed her to make her statement.
I haven't even made any statement at all yet. I'm just in the middle of it. So can I just please make that statement? Thank you so much. So I wanted to thank Ali Alexa, Barbara Marbach, and Sandy Charles for their service. They have termed out on 12th of December this year because they were elected on the 11th of December 2016, and they have completed six consecutive years of service. Thank you so much for that. We want to welcome and seat their replacements, John Cromshaw, staff member.
I object.
We all object to that.
Yes. I object.
Beth, I
we
know
all object, theory.
Point of order, true. Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question? First, what's your point of order? Is it a valid point?
I'm asking a question. Point of information.
No, this is really...
It's a point of information. I have a question. Excuse me.
Madam Chair, you have a right to finish your statement.
I have a right to finish my statement. Okay. Thank you, John. Can I please go ahead with saying this? So we were in the middle of putting the replacement John Cromshaw, staff member Ralph Hawkins, and Janine Ron, listener members. And then also another person because of Bella is Michael Heiss.
Because of Rob Makin, Michael Heiss is seated.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Bella DeSoto is still on the board, but she's suspended from activity. She's not removed from the board. Suspension is not the same as removal, Madam Chair.
No, I understand.
Okay.
It's because of Rob Makin.
Correct. Rob Makin's retirement brings Mr. Heiss onto the board, Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
Rob Makin's removal brings Ralph Hawkins onto the board. That's the first replacement. The other three are in dispute.
Madam Chair, please finish your statement.
Yes, thank you. So I'm going to say this for the last time now. So we have John Cromshaw, Ralph Hawkins, Janine Roan, and who is the fourth one? It's not in here yet.
Michael Heiss, Madam Chair.
Michael Heiss came in there now because of Rob Makin. Thank you. And so I want to designate the timekeepers. So who is
You have on the floor a challenge to that ruling, and you can no longer ignore it or set it aside.
Yes.
It has to be voted on now.
So we can vote on this. I would first like to motivate what I said, and then we can have a very brief talk about it, and then we can vote on it. So my
motivation.
Can I just please finish my motivation?
Challenge to the ruling of the chair.
I'm sorry?
It was a challenge to the ruling of the chair. That has to be voted on.
That's right. But we can first have a conversation about this, correct?
It's not subject to debate.
It is. Point of order, it is.
It is. We can have first, we can hear two people in favor, two people against, you know. So then I made this ruling. So then you can challenge. Then we vote on it. So we can at least hear what people have to say. So I see your hand up. After this, we can talk about this. So my reasoning for this is that it's very clearly stating in the bylaws that, and so I have actually John Tatum here on the call, who is the parliamentarian. John, are you there? John? Okay. So there is, after the 6-year term out, that there is in no event any prolongation of this. And since I am by the listeners elected and by this board elected to chair, I rule that this is against the bylaws, and we want to follow the bylaws. We are beholden to our listeners, and we want to be transparent and responsible. And so this is why I'm saying this. So now I would like to hear two people in favor of this ruling and two people against this ruling. Who wants to speak first? I see the hand up of Eric, Beth, and Myla.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Paulina.
I believe that in order to have any votes, we need to establish quorum first, and for that, we need to have a roll call.
So, right? Thank you.
Okay, so then we'll have to roll call first. John, can you call the roll?
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides. Not here. Fred Blair.
Present.
John Crumshaw.
He's not a member yet.
Object, object. He's not seated.
Can you please stop talking
out of turn? Can't change the roster.
Can you please stop talking out of turn? Thank you. So can you continue, John, please?
Marisol
Objection.
Cruz.
Point of order.
But
point of
order.
We all point object, Ziri. We're still on the board.
Marisol Cruz presente.
We're doing the roll call.
That's not a done deal yet.
We have a vote. We first have to do a roll call.
Then who's voting?
The old board.
Please call the roll for the people who were originally on the board. No new people.
Before the change.
The so can you all please come down here? Can you please all come down?
Okay. Who's speaking?
There's some connectors.
I'd like to speak right now, okay? So I don't know who's so loud. There's some kind of noise in the background. As I explained, these three individuals, Ali, Alexa, Barbara Marbach, and Sandy Charles, have termed out, not because of what we're doing, but this is just the bylaws ruled on the 12th of December this year. So for that reason, they're not part of the LSB. And this is why we set the alternatives. So can we please continue with a roll call, John?
Bella DeSoto is suspended by action
we
of
can't
the
vote
PNB.
On it until that ruling has been challenged. You defy hearing that challenge, and you can't change the roster until that ruling has been determined.
Actually, as the chair, I have the right to make a ruling. And
no,
then,
you don't.
And after the ruling,
we
can have this conversation.
That's what we're challenged.
Oh. Sorry, that's not true.
So since first you wanted to do the roll call, we cannot do anything else then. So this is like some ridiculous situation. So we first have to have a roll call to understand, you know, that we have quorum, and then we can do this conversation.
The roll call is for the people who were on the board as of last week, not now.
The people are currently not on the board. They termed out on the 12th of December, as I said now three times. So
that's a matter of dispute. Your ruling has been challenged. You can't seat them until that ruling has been determined. You can't take that vote until you take a roll call. The only existing roster is the previous one.
Hey, Ziri, take my name down, Jose.
Oh, Jose, thank you for coming. So we need to proceed. This is kind of a deadlock situation. So we need to get through this roll call and then we can take a vote.
No.
So I would like to continue with this roll call, please.
And you have objections across the board.
That's right. And first you told me that you need a roll call first. And so now you don't want to do the roll call.
You're not calling the roll.
Can you please stop yelling around? You're not recognized on the floor. I mean,
one person, Ziri, this is Eric.
Yeah,
one person asked for the roll call. The body didn't ask for the roll call. One person asked for the roll call.
Okay, let's rule on the point of order. Let's vote.
So let's vote.
Fire Ziri.
I will vote then on, we will vote.
I haven't even been called on roll yet.
Well, exactly. Yeah, we need to make
Fire Ziri.
We need to make a roll call first. So let's get through this roll call. Where were we, John?
Ziri, out of order.
I don't know who's yelling.
Out of order.
I have no idea who's yelling. You're not being recognized right now. So I would like to get through this roll call. John, can you?
Yeah, Eric, to the stack. Eric,
someone fire Ziri.
For a point of order.
Yes, you are on the stack. What's your point of order? How is it violating any rules?
The roll call itself is in controversy because of the reasons that have been stated. I think the body needs to vote on the point of order before the roll call, with due respect. I mean, this is the whole controversy. And the reason behind it is that the PNB passed an edict that arguably we're duty bound to respect, indicating a different outcome than the one you're suggesting. And it's up to the body to at least vote initially on whether to, uphold the ruling of the chair about this transition you're referring to with regard to the termed out members. The edict of the PNB was that these everybody is stays in place. So it has to be voted on by the body. That's my view.
Okay, Eric, thank you. I heard you. The situation is that if we have people who are termed out, they cannot vote because they're not part of the body. And so that they have termed out as per bylaws is very undisputed, actually. So this is something even the PNB has admitted, that there is a 6-year term of end of term. And so this is a fact. Okay, and so that the PNB has made a motion that violates the bylaws, this is something we who want to continue following the bylaws should have every right to object to. And so we are. And, we have... Okay.
Call roll, please.
So can we do...
Beth seeks recognition.
So can we...
Beth seeks recognition. Beth seeks recognition.
I don't want to recognize you unless you have a point of order right now. Because
already... I have a point of order. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
The facts of the matter, as you have stated them, are exactly what's in dispute. And you can't rule on them yourself and impose them without receiving input from the body. It's not your decision to make. It exceeds the authority of the chair. It belongs to the body. As previously composed before imposing your changes. It's your changes that are in dispute.
So it's not my changes, it's the bylaws. The bylaws.
Could Fred be recognized?
Well, there's a few hands up, Fred. There's Eric, are you still wanting to say something? Is this from before your hands up?
Well, I had to interject, even though I put my hand up, but I stand by what I said. We have a big problem here. It relates to the board.
Point of order.
Okay, so point of order, Fred. What's your point of order?
How can we have a legal meeting if we can't establish which members are present at this meeting? Even to take a vote on the chair's ruling, we don't even know if we have a quorum members that are not in dispute.
So what we could do as a solution to this impasse is, if you calculate the old role and if you calculate the new role, in both cases, we are above quorum. So this should be good enough that we can proceed. So
can I suggest that we call roll and include both the new and the old members and find out who's present first.
Okay, so are there any objections to include the both old and new members?
I object. This is Myla.
Okay, so then would you suggest, Myla?
I don't mind acknowledging the presence.
Yes, I didn't recognize you. I'm sorry. You can't speak out of order.
May I speak?
No, I'm talking to Myla right now. I asked Myla what she would like to do. Since she
I respond to your request.
Beth, let me just respond, and then I'm sure you'll have an opportunity if you don't mind. I agree. Beth made a good point that I don't object to acknowledging the presence of people who are not yet seated on this board, but I don't believe that they should count towards a quorum because they have yet to be seated, if they're to be seated at all, and I object to seating them.
Okay, Myla, we heard you. So in the moment when we invite them...
Madam Chair, it is improper to allow one board member to speak a fourth time. Beth has already spoken three times. She cannot speak again
and
on
then
this
ignored.
Item.
And then ignored.
Beth, okay. So you've been talking really four times, quite more than anybody else, more than me, in fact. And so I would suggest we do a roll call, including now the old and the new people, so that you see who's there and you see that it would be a quorum either way. And then we discuss the conversation about who will be seated. So can we agree?
And I object.
Okay, I know your objection, and I would like to go ahead anyway.
So, I object to the ruling of the chair.
I accept your objection, and we will talk about this later. Let's do a roll call.
You can't dismiss those that way.
Okay.
You have to address
them. Madam Chair, I move that you mute members who are speaking out of turn without being recognized when they've already spoken before, because they are disrupting the meeting. Please mute members who are speaking out of turn.
Okay, so everybody
and there needs to be order, and we need to take the roll.
Yes, thank you. So I don't want to mute somebody if I can help it. So I'm going to give a warning if somebody speaks out of turn again. And then if you keep speaking out of turn, I will have to mute you. I'm sorry for that. I don't like this, but we need to get through this day. It's a huge agenda, and we'll be sitting here for 3 or 4 hours. So John, let's please do a roll call, including the new members and the old members, so we see who is there and the quorum. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, for simplicity, I'm going to use the old roster. I'm going to call the old roster in first, and then I'm going to call the names of the invited members.
Okay, thanks.
So I'll be starting the roll call from the beginning again. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos.
Here.
Jose Benavides.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Childs. I'll come back. Marisol Cruz.
Presente.
Bella DeSoto was suspended by action of the Pacifica National Board. George Funmaker.
John, can you hear me? It's Sandy. I'm here. I keep getting muted by you know who.
Thank you. Sandy Childs,
I'm here.
Present.
Thank you. Thank
George
you.
Funmaker.
Here.
Ralph Hawkins. I'll
here.
Come back. Thank you. Ralph Hawkins, present. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here. Didn't you say you're going to divide the role, John?
Ralph Hawkins replaced Rob Macon.
I see. Thank you.
Avelia Jones.
Present.
Ali Alexa.
Here.
Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Oye Oye Yippo. I thought I heard his voice earlier. I'll come back. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Lawrence Reyes, I believe, is not available, correct?
Yeah, he's sick.
He can't request to excuse absence because of his physical state, but I think he should be excused.
Yeah, so I hope this okay, well, he's in a coma, okay? So, and we want to send him very good wishes, but he cannot excuse himself right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson. I'll come back. Ruth H. Strauss.
Here.
Oscar Ulloa. I'll come back. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
Present.
Whoops. Harvey Wasserman. All right. Carlos Zavala.
Viva Argentina.
Claro que sí. And the invited guests include Janine Rohn.
Present.
John Crumshaw. All right. And Michael Heiss. Michael Heiss, I thought I saw your picture on the
yeah, he's here
on the Zoom screen. Please unmute yourself. Oh. All right. Well, we can come back. So one more time. Oye, Oye Ipo, are you present? Paul Roberson, are you present? Harvey Wasserman, are you present? All right, Madam Chair, the number is. Present, Madam Chair. And if any member arrives later, please announce yourself on the stream so we can include you in the attendance record.
Excuse me, John, this is Michael Heiss. Did you catch my attendance?
No, I missed it the first time. You Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I heard another voice. Was that Mr. Oye Ipo?
This was Michael Novak asking if you got George Fundmaker.
Oh, yeah. George Fundmaker is present, and also an interim general manager and ex officio member of the board, Michael Novick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Michael, are you here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, non-voting.
Yes, non-voting, ex officio member.
Okay, thanks, John. So does this establish quorum now? Can you confirm this?
18 present, Madam Chair.
And that means with the old and with the new, or?
For the sake of comedy, I just counted the old.
Okay. So that means we have quorum. We can now designate a timekeeper. And after this, we can go to this conversation everybody wants to have. So who can be a timekeeper, please? Anybody?
I can do it. Just I have a hard stop at 1. I didn't anticipate this would take so long.
Yes, this will take a long time today, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Well, only until 1. And what are your parameters?
And 90 seconds for the individual conversations. And the other things are in the agenda already, you know, for like the items. But I can announce them when we get to this point. So thank you. So let's go over these conversations that we just had now to see if we're going to seat the new members or not. So obviously we will take a vote. I would like to hear from 2 people who are in favor of seating the new people and 2 people who are against seating the new people. So who wants to?
Siri, you're frozen.
So Beth, go ahead.
Composition of electoral boards within Pacifica is in dispute. To remove seated delegates and seat others in their place with no chance for the LSB to address the matter first flies in the face of fundamental democratic process and not 1 but 3 recent PNB resolutions. Imposing such a change unilaterally without debate clearly exceeds the authority of the chair. To preemptively silence and remove parties on one side of the dispute without debate and then replace them with parties on the other side of this dispute clearly favors one side against the other, puts a thumb heavily on the side of one side of that scale, is overtly unjust and will be challenged at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
The chair's statement of facts, as she has put them forth, is exactly what's in dispute. She can't. This is a gray area of the bylaws. It's not that clear. It requires interpretation. She has one interpretation. The National Board has another interpretation. We can discuss those interpretations, but for the chair to decide on her own that her own interpretation is the one and only valid one and impose it on the entire board is not valid. It exceeds her authority. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so this was a voice against the CFO member. The next one would be Grace, then comes Ali, and then me. Grace, go ahead.
Okay, I support the ruling of the chair because the bylaws are senior to the national board, any national board decision. The bylaws are very clear regarding this. There's no wiggle room. They say a delegate may serve a maximum of 2 consecutive 3-year terms, and in no event, now it says that, and in no event more than 6 consecutive years. That's it. Ali Lexa, Barbara Marbach, and Sandy Childs were seated on December 11th, 2016. Their terms expired on December 12th, 2022. They are not being removed. They're automatically off the board when their six years of service was over. This is not in dispute. Now, I got a legal opinion online from a legal firm. It says, the first step is to educate the board. Point out to them that bylaws are not a suggestion. They are mandatory. They form the foundation of how the entire organization functions. Failing to follow them puts the board and the nonprofit at legal risk. It may also put each director at individual risk, which directors and officers insurance will not cover. There may be an opinion that they does cover it, but I think that this is a big risk. The bylaws are not in dispute. The bylaws.
Grace, I'm sorry, your time's expired.
The bylaws are senior to any national board decision. We must follow the bylaws.
Thank you, Grace. Ali, you next. Ali?
Yes, the PNB considered and voted for a third time to extend delegate terms throughout next year until election for both 3-year and 6-year term limits. The vote was a resounding majority all 3 times. In my director's report, I'll give more information on this. The PNB has postponed the operation of term limits. In the absence of elections, the bylaws do not allow replacing elected delegates with anyone but newly elected delegates at the end of terms. It is no more against the bylaws to serve for more than 6 years than it is to not hold elections or to serve beyond your 3-year term. The LSB is a committee of the PNB. It cannot defy the resolutions of the PNB. The chair has been informed of the PNB resolutions by corporate counsel and the PNB chair. To not follow this is in direct opposition of the ruling of the PNB, which is the governing body of Pacifica.
Thank you, Ali. So I'm next, and I also would like to call on John Tatum, who is here on the call. John, can you speak up? So I
yes,
would like.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Mr. Tatum. Would you like, please explain to us the importance of the bylaws and how the bylaws are senior to a ruling of the PNB? I would like to hear from you. Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair. Can you allow me to share my screen? There is something that I would like to show the board that comes out of Robert's Rules of Order.
I don't know. Paulina, can you do that? I don't control the Zoom. So I think.
Yes, I can. 1 second.
Objection.
You should be able to, Mr. Tatum.
On by phone.
Beth, this is one last warning, okay, before we will mute you, before you say anything. Please raise your hand if you want to say something. Thank you. Okay, so have you managed to share the screen?
You should be able to now.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I want to.
I'm raising an objection. My hand is up. I can't see what's on the screen. None of us on the call by phone can see. It has to be audible to be legal. Please don't ignore
either.
I will read that for her.
Okay, so he's going to read everything, okay? Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
All right, thank you. Yeah, those people who have their Robert's Rules edition 12 in front of them, I want you to look at section 25, paragraph 7, if you would, please.
Paragraph 7, can you scroll down there?
Yeah, just one second. We're getting there. Okay, I don't know if you're able to see this or not.
Yes, we are.
It's 25.
Not all of us are. Please read it. Thank you.
I will.
Stop interrupting.
Yeah, please don't be impatient. I will read it. This is section 25, paragraph 7, and it talks about rules that cannot be suspended. Rules contained in the bylaws or the Constitution cannot be suspended, no matter how large the vote in favor of doing so or how inconvenient the rule in question be, unless the particular rule specifically provides for its own suspension, or unless the rule properly is in the nature of a rule of order as described in 2 paragraph 14. So what this is basically is saying is that you can never do away with your bylaws. Mm-hmm. Now, that would mean that that any organization...
Speaker's time has expired.
Okay. Any organization, I'll just conclude by saying, any organization cannot suspend their bylaws under no circumstance. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can you please reverse the screen share, Paulina?
Okay, will do.
Thank you. So I hope everybody has heard this now. So this is, even if you don't have Zoom and just the phone. So there is a very clear understanding that these bylaws cannot be violated, which they were by the PMB. We will, if necessary, take legal action to maintain that the bylaws are guaranteed. And so for this reason, I would like us to seat the new people and term out and thank the people who have turned out on the 12th of
December. No.
Can you please?
Objection.
Between
I agree.
Okay.
Objection.
So, yeah, a bunch of hands up right now. We will have to take a vote on this. Okay. So these hands are just.
Can you take public comment before you do a vote?
Yes. Yeah, let's do a vote and then we'll do a public comment, right?
No. Do a public comment and then a vote.
So I see a lot of hands up right now. Let me first ask some of you. My hand is actually down. Then Ali, then the number, I don't know who that is. Paulina, do you know 6? There's a number here, 3.
Ziri, there's a lot of noise coming from several lines at the same time. I didn't hear which number you're asking about.
Sorry, the last digits are 3646.
Yeah, that's me. That's Harvey Wasserman.
Oh, Harvey.
Great. We'll rename Harvey. One sec.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Okay, so we hear first from Grace, then Harvey, Myla, Beth. Then there's another number ending on 600. I don't know who that is.
Dr. Halley,
okay. And then Janine, Raymond, Eric, and Michael. So this will... Please keep your words short, and after this, we go to a vote, and we're not taking any more stack, okay? So after Michael, we're going to go to the vote. So Grace, go ahead. Grace, your turn.
Oh, I'll go to the end of the stack since I have already spoken before. I uphold the ruling of the chair.
Thank you. Harvey, what do you want to say?
This is an outrageous waste of time. You have a network that's in deep, deep, deep trouble, and you're spending time throwing people off the board. It's an insult to everything Pacifica stands for. It's as if we have nothing better to do when the network is in such horrible shape. I want to thank Michael for his report, and reading it is like reading an obituary. Why don't we spend our time trying to revive the network instead of trying to throw people off? It's completely illegal. We have an opinion from corporate counsel I don't know why you're wasting our time with this. It's an insult to everything Pacifica stands for. These are good people who have worked hard, and the rulings from the PMB is clear. Don't you have anything better to do, for God's sakes?
Well, thank you. I would like for all of you to keep your personal opinions to yourself and judgments about
your personal opinions. That's the personal opinion from the corporate council.
I heard you. I just don't want any personal attacks. So, Beth, your turn.
I've spoken before. I'll go at the end after Grace.
Okay, then Dr. Halley.
Chair, this is Jonathan Markowitz.
Madam Chair, are we having official public comment or not? It's not clear to me that we're having public comment or not.
So, I mean, this is actually part of the comment. I mean, so Eric should be maybe first because he is a member, and then we could go to the rest of the public comment. I was just taking them in the order of how they close.
Chair, point of order, Chair. Fred here. I object to having the public comment. This is for board members only. It's a challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Chair, this is Jonathan Markowitz. I'm simply identifying myself so you'll know who's on the call. That's all. I'm not asking to be on the stack. Thank you.
Thank you. Paulina, can you please put that name in there? Call number 3. Thank you. All right. So Eric then. Eric is the next one who is on the board. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, the issue is the conflict in the bylaws, because they do say that 6 years is a hard maximum, but they also say that the LSBs are standing committees of the PNB, and it also says that the PNB can issue directives to the LSB, which the LSBs are duty-bound to follow, and it further says that if the LSB takes actions, that the PNB can countermand those actions. So what we may be doing today is setting up a situation where if we go through with the intention to seat people in lieu of the 6-year term outs, that will be reversed by the PNB. And, you know, we may be going through a exercise in futility, depending on the will of the PNB, to countermand what we do today. So I'm very personally ambivalent. I would like those who, if they do manage to stay on the board past their 6-year maximum, to, on their honor, promise not to seek service on the PNB. That to me would be an anathema. But otherwise, we're in a very conflicted situation with almost diametrically opposite directives. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. So next is Beth and then Grace.
You've switched the order for Grace and myself.
So you don't want to talk now?
She wants to talk after Grace.
I said I would put myself at the end of the stack after Grace.
Okay.
And so, you said okay.
Okay, so then Grace, go ahead.
It's our duty as local station board members and as members of Pacifica to ensure that the bylaws are upheld. This is extending the terms of people who have been termed out after serving 6 consecutive years is a direct and serious breach of the bylaws. The Pacifica National Board does not have the authority to make a ruling which obliterates or violates the bylaws this egregiously. This is not a minor point. It's a major point in the bylaws. The fact that there was no election last year has no bearing on this. This is a separate issue because it can be remedied by using the alternate list from the last election, which is what the bylaws says, to seat the alternates to replace the vacant seats vacated by those who have served 6 years and are therefore done with their service until they've been off for a year. So this is an egregious violation of the bylaws. It's a breach of the bylaws. The Pacifica National Board does not have the authority to do this. We must stand up for the bylaws, and that's it. This is the duty of every member of Pacifica and of every LSB member. It's not a matter of argument. Are we going to stand behind the bylaws, or are we going to go along with their violation?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Grace. So now Beth.
Thank you. Yes, interpretation of the bylaws is necessary, as is anything regarding language, because language can be ambiguous. And it all carries meaning, and it's the interpretation of the meaning that gives us a path forward. The responsibility to interpret the bylaws belongs to the National Board and with the advice of counsel. Mm-hmm. You can't cherry pick the bylaws. If you're going to choose, you can't choose what you want to recognize and then dismiss the rest. So to consider elections, you have to consider the entire section on, or the entire article on elections, and not just zero in on one line without context and without regard to how it impacts the rest of the process. If you exclude anyone past the 6-year mark, then you have to look at excluding those who have exceeded other deadlines within those the elections article, including the list of runners up, which if we had been able to hold elections this past year would expire today and be replaced by new ones, because we were not able. What?
Well, Beth, your time has expired.
I tested those also, yeah. Thank you. Okay, so I
either
see that Myla still wants to say something, and Ali, I would like to go to a vote, please. So Myla, go ahead.
Thank you. I agree with Beth that we can't cherry pick, and I think one of the bylaws, the provisions of the bylaws that's being ignored, and something that Beth touched on, is that if you're going to seat someone who is replacing someone who has left the board, that can only be done to replace someone who leaves midterm. Once someone's term has expired, then the runners up or losers from the previous election are it's just not a thing. Do you understand that part of the bylaws that say you replace someone who has left midterm? If someone's term has expired, then you can't seat one of the runners up. Because that list of runners up has also expired. And the PNB chose not to spend the money to have an election, and that's why we're in this predicament. Thank you.
Thank you. Ali, go ahead.
Yes, once again, the PNB considered and voted for a third time to extend delegate terms through next year until election for both 3-year and 6-year term limits. The reasons for and against 3 different options were debated thoroughly. Option number 1 was to leave term limited seats vacant. The other was to extend terms for 1 year, hoping for an election in 2023, which was debated especially for 6-year term limits. Strong majority voted to support extending for both 3 and 6-year terms. Another option would have been for continuing LSB members to nominate and elect replacements. The option that was chosen was to extend term limits for everyone. Once again, it is no more against the bylaws to serve for more than 6 years than it is to not hold elections or to serve beyond your 3-year terms. This is a ruling from the PNB, the governing body of Pacifica. The LSB is a committee of the PNB, and it cannot defy the resolutions of the PNB. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to say to that first of all, we had very clear words from the bylaws and from Mr. Tatum that the bylaws are not negotiable, and so they can't just be, it's not like a choice or something. We have to follow them, and the PNB ruling, the motion violates this. Second, I want to just also let you know that 4 people at the PNB themselves are actually terming out now after 6 years. And so they have, in my opinion, a conflict of interest. And so we should really consider that as well. And I also would like now, John, to recognize 3 other people who came on the call, which is Paul Roberson.
Chair, point of personal information.
Can I please hear the attendance record, please?
Chair,
Madam Chair, could I please finish your statement so I can have a complete attendance record?
Can I?
I heard Paul Roberson. Who else?
So Paul Roberson, Oscar Uyola, and I think one more person came on. Who came on who hasn't been counted yet?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm present.
Harvey.
I don't want to interject.
Okay. Is Mr.
Uyola.
Is Mr. Oyeyipo present? Okay, Mr. Uyola is already listed as present.
Okay. Chair, point of personal privilege. Just take a second.
Okay.
Will you recognize me, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to state for the record that I have absolutely no intention of running for the PNB. I will not run, whatever the outcome of this happens. So just to put that on the record, because my name or I was referred to as a conflict of interest, I have no intention of running and I will not. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move to the vote. So we are voting if we want to seat the three new people. So one has already.
Can you take public comment?
No.
No. Can you just not talk in between? We're doing take a roll now. We're already way late. We need to get through this impasse here. So we're going to do a call now about if you say yes, then you would like the new three people to be seated instead.
No, point of order.
Finish my.
This is Fred. We're voting on upholding the ruling of the chair.
That's right.
And the chair's ruling was that the 3 6-year term members are retired and will be replaced. That was the ruling of the chair, and that's what the board is voting on. Correct, Madam Chair?
Exactly. So we're saying the same thing. So if you vote yes, you uphold the ruling of the chair and the 3-term people will be replaced. If you vote no, then you want to keep the 3-term people on the board and not place the new people, okay? So, and now is the difficult question, who is going to be able to vote? Because who would say for this vote, because—
Madam Chair, we have to go with Madam Chair, I think we should go with the previous— The same that we used for the roll call, Madam Chair, just for simplicity.
Well, it's simple, yes, but it's also a conflict of interest because these are 3 people who would turn out.
But they're officially in this meeting, Madam Chair, and we can't add members to the board ad hoc. I understand. Wait, I understand your motivation,
order.
Madam Chair, but we should call the same roll that I called for the attendance because then that's another dispute on top of it.
Point of order.
We're trying to resolve the dispute of what is the roster, and we can't switch the roster to make that decision.
Point of order. The roster should be the termed out, 6-year termed out people are no longer on the LSB. Therefore, they cannot be on the roster.
But that's the issue in the ruling of the chair, Grace.
Can you please not
that's the issue. We can't skate over that. Grace,
we earlier in this meeting decided to allow to speak the termed out, 3 termed out people plus their replacements. If you're going to take a roll call vote, you must take as a compromise the 3 termed out people plus their replacements.
Okay, yes. We don't have a 27 member board.
Okay.
We have a 24-member board. We can't expand the board.
The proper thing per the bylaws is to retire those who are termed out. They're not on the LSB. The bylaws state
point of that order,
no
Greg.
Point of order.
PNB says we're not termed out.
Stop. They are termed out by
the bylaws. Race. Chair, may I make a point of order? This is Michael Novick. I'm ex officio, not voting.
Yes, go ahead.
It seems to me that the term limit is a personal term limit. It has nothing to do with the date of the term otherwise. I think that the proper way to proceed would be to take a vote of only the seated members, neither the replacements nor the termed out people.
Yes.
But take a vote of the other people remaining on the LSB before this ruling is either upheld or overturned.
That's what I would suggest, that they should recluse themselves.
Objection. Because,
can you just please wait for a second till I finish my sentence, Beth? So I would like that, because that way they are not in any conflict of interest, since, you know, it's about them. So I would like to suggest...
Point of order, it's about the new ones too, Ziri. They have... They have a conflict of interest
too,
Ziri.
Who was this? Who is
Beth?
It's Sandy, who you keep muting.
I don't mute anybody. Beth. I don't have any access to muting anything. That's not me.
Well,
I
can't somebody does. On top
of it all. So, okay.
See, new people have a conflict of interest as well.
Okay. So we're going to now take a vote with everybody. If we're going to vote with the old people or with the new people, how's that? Because that way we have once and for all taken care of. So that's what I would suggest.
Objection. Objection. We don't get to make up our own rules. We have to follow the rules that are in the bylaws.
Yeah, well, you guys are breaking the rules. In the bylaws, it says clearly these three people are termed out. Okay, so those are the bylaws.
Madam Chair, we're just going to provoke another ruling of the chair challenge. At some point, we have to decide on which roster. Madam Chair, I respectfully suggest that we use the...
parliamentarian has his hand up.
Bella's out of order.
Okay. Bella, you're not participating
Why
in this meeting.
Why is Bella there?
So,
yeah, but
you,
Bella, you're not...
Please, John, also, everybody be quiet. I would like to hear from Mr. Tatum. What do you want to say, Mr. Tatum?
Yeah, I just want to say, in all fairness, I think that those people should voluntarily recuse themselves from voting. The termed out ones and also the new ones, if they would voluntarily recuse themselves from the vote, I think that would work.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tatum. Are there any objections to that?
I object.
This is Steph.
Oh, God.
No.
Siri, the PMB overrules you. Just realize that. They said no.
Who is speaking?
They will discipline you if you ignore them.
Who is speaking?
Sandy Childs, Siri.
So, yes, you weren't recognized.
Go on with the vote and just reach.
Go on with the vote.
Let's do the vote.
I object.
So we're going to
object.
Okay, if you object, we must take a vote. Let's go, Ziri.
So yeah,
I object to the ruling of the chair.
Yes, nothing is in order except the vote.
Let's vote now, and we're asking all the people who have not been seated yet and the ones who turned out to recuse themselves so we can have a vote on this, please.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
So
I challenge the ruling of the chair. We don't get to make up our own rules.
So, Beth, you really right now are blocking this whole meeting. So I would like to have this vote now. John, can you call the
point
vote?
Of personal privilege?
What is it?
Making this issue about me is bordering on defamatory.
What?
To say that I'm the one obstructing the meeting. The problems are inherent in the problems. That I'm articulating the problems is not the problem.
So yes, everybody has been heard.
Your characterizations of me out of it.
Yes, everybody has heard who objects, okay? And so now we need to make a vote. So you can continuously during the vote object some more. We noted your objection.
Madam Chair?
I'm objecting.
Yes, John, what is it?
Madam Chair, I believe the members are objecting to the way you want the vote to be conducted. They object to the notion that the 3 6-year termed people should voluntarily not participate. I believe they're objecting to that as well. So,
yes, but we got to start somewhere. We got to.
I agree, Madam Chair. But
vote now and say who is allowed to vote. You know, that's what I said before. Then you said no. We have to vote about the ruling of the chair. I would like to vote now without the termed out people and the new people. If we can have a vote without these guys, if we can vote on the ruling of the chair. So can we please do that now? This is
okay, Madam Chair. I'm confused on what we're voting. Are we voting on the voting method, or are we voting on your primary
on the
voting primary ruling?
We're voting on the voting method without the termed out people and without the new people to determine who gets to vote. Okay? So this is what I want to do.
I'm objecting.
Okay.
Wait, point of information. I'm sorry, Ziri. I just don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying that we are, what I would like to, if you could make clear to me, is who is allowed to vote.
Okay, so I repeat this one more time. So none of the termed out people, nor none of the newly to be seated one, other than the one who replaced Rob Makin. This person can vote because that's not in any dispute. So it's these six people cannot vote on who gets to
vote. Segerton is on the chat. And
so this is very confusing. I'm sorry. Are we voting on who can vote?
I did not recognize anybody. Who is talking in the background there?
Mute them.
I just muted them.
Okay, thank you. So let's take a vote, please, without these six people, okay, John, about if you vote yes, then you are okay with taking a vote without these six. If you vote no, you want to reconsider if we have the old or new people involved in the call. So the very first thing is only about if we can take a vote without these six people to see if we can even have a vote. Okay, so it's really, it's so
I object to the rule.
I heard you already 10 times ago.
This is so
let's crazy. Hear from the member let's hear from the members.
Yes,
let's take a vote.
We constantly talk all over each other. I mean, we have to have a vote on this. So let's have a vote.
I'm objecting to the ruling of the chair.
Please stop.
But we're voting. We're voting. That's
legitimate.
That's what we're voting on.
Per Robert's rules, nothing is in order. Once you declare that we're starting a vote, nobody should be recognized except to vote.
Okay, so we're not going to recognize anybody.
Everything is out of order.
What are we voting on?
I said it not a
just told you like five times.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're voting on that these six people don't get to vote right now. Okay, so everybody but the termed out ones and the ones who are maybe being seated now. And we're voting on if we can have a vote without those six to determine if the chair's ruling is upheld. Okay.
Okay, Matt. So if you vote yes.
Yes.
If you vote yes, you're siding with the chair. If you vote yes, that means you believe that the 3 6-year members will not vote in the next vote. If you vote no, that means you want the primary challenge to the chair to be voted on by the old roster, including Ralph Hawkins. That's what it means. That's what the yes and the vote each means. So we're going to have two votes. We're going to have this vote on how we vote, and then we're going to vote on the primary objection to the chair. Correct? We're having two votes, not one. We're having two.
That's right. So again, the first one without these six people. Okay, that's very important. Don't call these six people.
No. Okay, well, now I'm lost, Madam Chair. I thought we were voting on whether or not to include those three people.
No.
And then when that's decided, we have... I'm lost, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the board is objecting to the idea that three people should recuse themselves.
Oh, the board is not objecting. It's individuals, okay? So we have not taken a vote.
No, but they objected to your ruling, and that counts as an objection. Okay, well I'm not sure what we're doing then. I'm really not sure.
Please instruct the secretary how exactly you want him to take the vote.
But I thought there was an objection to that method, and that has to be resolved, doesn't it? Or
it
no?
does not have to be resolved.
It's my fourth time.
It does have to be resolved.
Excuse me?
The secretary is speaking on behalf of me.
So can I just finally explain this for the fourth time now? So for the Wait, who is saying this? Who is this? Can you just please stop it? Because we're going to be 4 hours here, all right? So again, these six people do not vote in this first vote. We will vote if we can.
I object.
Beth, we have noted your objection. If we can.
And vote. Dismissed it.
And can you just
you
please.
Can't just
because
dismiss
I will mute you now. Okay, so we have to take this vote. And if you speak up again out of turn, I heard your objection. We will have to mute you. I'm sorry. So, I mean, like.
Point of order.
You
mute Beth, but you let Grace talk anytime she wants.
No, Beth has talked more than anybody else, honestly. Anyway, Sandy, it's like it's this vote now, please. This vote has to be taken now. So if you vote yes and these six people cannot vote, then you agree that we're going to take another vote without these six people about the upholding of the chair. This is what this vote is and nothing else, okay?
I object. I object to removing those six people, not allowing those six people to vote.
I thought that was the question I thought that was the point of the question. I thought that's what we were voting on.
This is what we're voting on, Myla.
But they need to be able to vote now.
But are those three members going to vote on this vote?
That's the question.
Are they going to participate in this first election?
Yes or no?
I assume they are.
Of course they are.
So that's right. Am I correct, Madam Chair?
Can you please not? No. I said this now five times. These six people will not vote. This is what John Tatum said. They should recuse themselves because they have a conflict of interest.
And he said voluntarily, and they are not volunteering not to vote.
Have you asked them?
Yes, I did say voluntarily. I did say voluntarily because it is better that they abstain if they wish, but you cannot prevent them from voting. The new one, the old ones, they should just voluntarily, I'll just repeat the word, voluntarily not vote.
Okay. Is there anybody who voluntarily won't vote of these six people?
Take the vote.
I would like to take the vote since half an hour. I've been constantly interrupted. So let's take this vote without these six people. John, please call the roll.
Point of information?
No, we're taking the vote now. John, go ahead.
I'm asking on what grounds.
That's just out of order. That's just out of order. Once a vote starts,
on what grounds are you ignoring my point of order?
Grace is out of order.
I explained it now six times. Honestly, this is starting to be a little ridiculous. I said I spent six times.
Yeah, there you go.
Starting?
Can we please vote now, John? Can you call the roll or I will have to call it myself?
Grace Aaron.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
No. We're voting if we can have that vote.
Oh. Yes.
That's the rule. That's the second ruling of the chair.
Both are rulings of the chair.
Yes. To have a vote excluding the three termed out members and their replacements. So yes to taking a vote without those six people.
Okay, thank you.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes.
Christina Avalos.
No.
Jose Benavidez.
Yes.
Oh, Fred Blair.
Yes.
Sandy Childs.
No.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
Yes.
Ralph Hawkins.
Passed.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Passed.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Ali Lexa. Ali Lexa, please unmute so I can record your vote, please.
I'm just trying to catch that train. I'll pass.
That midnight train?
To Georgia.
Right.
Take that train, bro. Never come back.
Barbara Marbach.
That's out of order. That's unnecessary, dude.
Yeah, leave Georgia out of this.
Okay, so who was next?
Barbara Marbach, how do you vote?
No.
Oye, Yippo. Okay, I'll come back. Myla Reason.
Hard no.
Ziri Rideau. I'm sorry, I'll come back for the chair. Paul Roberson.
I vote yes.
Ruth H. Strauss. I'll come back, Ruth. I know you're here. Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No.
Harvey Wasserman.
Absolutely no. And thank you, Beth. This is outrageous and unnecessary.
Okay.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
All right. I'm going back for the passes. Ralph Hawkins, how do you vote?
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson, how do you vote?
We're locked in now.
Ali Alexa, about that midnight train.
Yes, I'll do the honorable thing and abstain.
Thank you.
I believe, okay, I'm calling Oye Oye Yippo again. I assume that he's absent if he's not responding. And Ruth H. Strauss, I believe you're present. How do you vote? All right, Ruth. Ruth, please check if you're muted, because I believe you're present. I know you're present. Okay, I'm going to call on the chair, and if Ruth, if you jump in, I'll include your vote. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. All right, Ruth H. Strauss, final call. How do you vote? All right, I'm going to, the yeses are. The yeses are 10. The noes are. Nine. And the abstentions are 1. So the yeses are 10, noes are 9, abstains are 1. Let me recount them. Confirm, 10 yeses and the noes are?
Okay.
Wait.
Okay, so thank you, John. So now we have found out that 10 people are in favor of doing this vote without the 6 people that are either termed out or will be seated maybe in the future. And so now we're going to take this vote to uphold the ruling of the chair without those 6 people, okay? So now if you vote yes, you are upholding the ruling of the chair. If you vote no, you don't. So can we please take another roll call?
This is Eric. Can you articulate what a yes means and what a no means?
Okay, again, so if you vote yes, you upholding the ruling of the chair to seat the 3 new alternates and to thank the termed out members. If you vote no, you vote to keep the old members and not seat the new ones. Okay, so can you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Christina Avalos.
No.
Jose Benavides. Jose, are you muted?
Yeah, yes.
Your vote is yes. Fred Blair.
Yes, I support the bylaws.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
George Funmaker. George, are you muted? I'll come back. Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Pass.
Avelia Jones.
No.
Oye, Oye, Yippo.
Oh, come on.
Myla Reason.
No.
Chair will be left. Paul Roberson. Paul, are you muted?
I'm sorry, my phone froze up. I vote yes.
Ruth H. Strauss.
Hear me? I vote yes.
Yes, Roberson votes yes. Ruth,
I'm sorry. Are you coming back for this original vote or what? Or what? I'm sorry, my Zoom went out.
We're on the second.
Well, you get to vote on the original.
Okay,
you should vote on the original.
Upholding the chair, no.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes, upholding the bylaws.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
Objecting to the legitimacy of this entire process, that's a hard no.
Harvey Wasserman.
Well, first of all, Ruth Strauss should be allowed to vote on the previous motion.
Voting by now, please.
To remove it. Takes two-thirds to remove a member, and I vote absolutely no.
Carlos Zavala.
I vote no, upholding the bylaws in terms of elections and also the two-thirds vote required to remove somebody from the board.
And I'm going back for people who... George Funmaker, how do you vote?
Yes.
And let me make sure I'm not missing.
I'm just making sure.
Madam Chair, how do you vote?
No, yes. You missed Eric. Eric passed.
Oh, Eric. Okay. I apologize. Eric C. Jacobson, how do you vote?
No, because we're part of the larger body, the PMB and Pacifica as a whole. No.
Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, so I assume Oyeyipo is absent at this point. And the yeses are. Yeses are.
Did you get George Funmaker?
Yeah.
George Funmaker voted yes. The yeses are 10. The noes are. The noes are 8. Yeses are 10. Noes are 8, Madam Chair. And there were no abstentions.
Okay. Thank you very much. I want to make a, can you please mute in the background? There's a lot of noise. I want to make a statement here that came up during the vote that some people wrongfully claimed. Can you please mute that people wrongfully claimed that you need a two-third majority for unseating? We're not unseating anybody. They termed out. This is not our duty, our doing, you know, so they termed out on the 12th of December. So we don't have to unseat anyone. So, okay, let's go back finally with an hour and a 15 minutes delay to our original, you know, agenda, please. So I would like to, let me just finish this, please. So I would like to see our new members, John Stormshaw, Ralph Hawkins, Janine Rohn, and also Michael Heiss. Thank you for being here. I want to thank again everybody from Ali Lexa, Barbara Marbach, and Sandy Childs for being here and for doing all the good work. We have already designated a timekeeper. If the PMB later has an issue with what we're doing, they will take it up with us. This is not the, we have discussed this now extensively, and I would like to continue with the agenda. So now we're going over the excused absences for today. So, are there any excused absences, John?
The only one I'm aware of so far is Lawrence.
Yeah.
Reyes. He wasn't able to communicate one, but as we know that he's not able to do so at this time for medical reasons.
Yes.
Okay. And, Yipo is out.
Bella.
Bella, please don't speak.
Has anyone received an excused absence request from Oyeyipo? Because if no one has received one, he'll be listed as absent. There'll be nothing to vote on.
Okay,
And he can still show up at the meeting and be listed as present.
So have him for now as unexcused. If he still shows up, then you know we'll change that. Thank you. And so now we're going over.
So, Madam Chair, without objection, is Lawrence Reyes excused? I need a record. I need a.
Any objections? Okay, so excused. Thank you. Yes, we should all send him very good energy. And so now we're going through the agenda approval. And are you approving the agenda? Is there any objections to the agenda?
No.
I object.
Okay, yeah. So what are you objecting about, please?
Well, this is an entirely illegal meeting. And so it's at this point, we're defying the PNB, we're defying the bylaws. And we are now in the territory of being a rogue LSB. We are a committee of the PNB and the conduct this meeting as you want to go forward is simply illegal. Thank you.
Myla, thank you for took a vote. We're not going to discuss this part. Okay, your objection is noted. Thank you. Let's go through the rest of this agenda. If later there will
I have a hand up. Hand is up.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, and there's 10 hands up right now, you know. So
good. Well, the first vote was illegal. You excluded Ruth Strauss. She should have been allowed to vote on the first vote, in which case it would have been a different outcome. That's illegal. What you raised is illegal. You've wasted an hour and a quarter of our time for no reason whatsoever, and you've cast a pall over the entire proceedings of this board at a time when the network is in crisis. You're completely irresponsible what you've done here. And Myla is 100% right. This is a completely illegal meeting. Nothing that happens now has any bearing whatsoever. No validity.
A request for information.
Who's speaking?
This is Grace with a request for information.
This is Harvey.
This is Grace with a request for information. If Ruth.
Your opinion is not information.
Excuse me, Harvey.
I'm asking a parliamentary question for the parliament parliamentarian. It's my understanding that the first vote that we took, the vote was 10-9. If Ruth had voted no, it would have made it 10-10. A challenge.
Doesn't matter. She has the right to vote. You have to do a revote.
Harvey,
she has the right to vote.
Not a voter, Harvey.
Okay, I believe that a challenge to the ruling of the chair. If there's a tie vote, it fails. Can we ask John Tatum? So whether she voted or not is moot, because
no, it's not. She has the right to vote.
Harvey, okay. Can you please be quiet now because you're speaking out of order? Also, I want to say that in the first vote, Ali Lexa, even though he abstained, he actually voted, which he wasn't supposed to do. You know, so I mean, it's like we have decided that now by majority vote. We're going to continue now with the agenda, please. It's already 11:23. So we're going over. I have noted your disapproval of the agenda of two people. So
this is all illegal, Ziri.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the agenda as the draft agenda.
I second.
Thank you. Okay, so we move this. Thank you. And so now the next point is the set time for adjournment. Of course, it's super late now. I assume it's going
to... There was an objection to the agenda. Don't we have to vote on whether to accept it or not?
No. Madam Chair, may I speak? This is Mr. Tatum.
I have a comment.
Yeah, the...
Can you have Mr. Tatum first?
The agenda is either to be amended by adding something or taking something out. It's not a matter of whether you can object to the agenda or not. You have to change. If you don't like the agenda, you have to amend it. There's nothing... You can't object to an agenda. You have to amend it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Okay, so we have already moved that in a second that the agenda was approved. So now we're setting a time for adjournment. I suggest the time of adjournment for 2:30. Are there any other suggestions? Hearing none.
I move to adjourn
now. I say we should adjourn now.
Well,
absolutely.
I have said
public comment.
I move to adjourn.
You guys are saying.
I propose we adjourn at 1:00.
We're never going to make it through this agenda by 1:00. I can just tell you that, but we can still prolong it later. I mean, I suggested 2:30. Are there any takers for the 2:30 one?
What about the
you have a motion on the floor
adjournment?
Okay, so
Madam Chair, a motion to adjourn is, I believe, always in order.
Yes, so I mean, it can be amended, right?
No. It can be. It can. Motion it's not debatable.
Adjourn. A motion to
straight
adjourn
up,
takes
straight
precedence.
Up voter.
A motion to adjourn takes precedence over all other motions and is not debatable. Has to go straight to a vote.
Okay, so we have to vote now if you guys want to adjourn or not. Okay, so then let's
Wait a minute. The person has to be recognized. You cannot make a motion to adjourn
unless
you have been recognized by the chair.
Thank you for reminding me of that, since I did not recognize anybody. So I would like to continue on. And since we need to get through
recognition.
So now let's go to the time of adjournment. That's where we were stuck right now.
So that seeks recognition.
There was a yes, in a little bit. There was a suggestion for 1 o'clock. We just have you is there any objections to 1 o'clock?
Yes. I object.
Okay, so what do you want?
Now.
Okay. So unless you were recognized now, so we have to take a vote to adjourn or not adjourn, I assume. But the doctor, Mr. Tatum, can you advise me on that? Do I have to take a vote to adjourn or not to adjourn right now?
No, you cannot make a motion when there's already a motion on the floor. The motion to adjourn is out of order because there's already a motion on the floor to accept either 1 o'clock adjournment or 2:30 adjournment. That's what the vote is for right now.
Okay, thank you.
I move to amend.
You got to be recognized.
Yeah, so can we please take a vote on 1 or 2:30 now? So
you're not going to recognize anyone who has a different time for adjournment, is that right?
But I mean, no, I won't, because we have to have an LSB meeting right now. So it's kind of...
Well, can I amend the time to noon?
No, because I haven't recognized you. And so
you're not going to recognize anyone with a different time. Okay.
Yes, because you know what? It's 11:30 now, basically. So we need
to... Yeah, your fault.
So can we please have a vote then on the 1 or 2:30? So that means if you vote yes, you vote for 2:30. If you vote no, you vote for 1 o'clock. Can we please have a roll call for that?
Yes.
So, John, if you vote yes, you vote for adjourn at 2:30. If you vote no, you vote to adjourn at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Great, Grace Aaron.
Yes, 2:30.
Yes for 2:30. Christina Avalos.
No for 1 o'clock.
Yes. Jose Benavides.
1 o'clock.
So that's a no.
A no.
Fred Blair.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock listed as a... Oh. I have to... Hold on. I had a technical... I lost the document here. Okay. John Crumshaw, are you present? Okay. Marisol Cruz.
Pass.
George Funmaker.
No.
No, that means 1 o'clock. Ralph Hawkins.
Yes to 2:30.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes, 2:30.
Avelia Jones.
No.
No for 1 o'clock. Myla Reason.
No.
No for 1 o'clock. Paul Roberson.
Yes to 2:30.
Janine Roan.
Yes to 2:30.
Ruth H. Strauss.
No, 1 o'clock.
Oscar Ulloa.
Abstain.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes to 2:30.
Elizabeth von Gunten.
I object to the roster, the vote, the rulings of the chair, and the entire process.
So you abstain?
That's not a valid vote. I can list you as present, not voting. The options are yes.
I don't consider the vote a valid vote. I'm not going to vote in a vote that's not valid.
Okay, then I'm going to list you as present, not voting. Okay. Oscar Ulloa.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Harvey Wasserman.
I'm 100% with Beth, but I will vote no, just to spare the pain. It's an illegal meeting anyway.
Carlos Zavala.
No.
And Marisol Cruz, you passed. How do you vote?
Yes, 230.
And that includes all the passes. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes, to 230.
The yeses are 8, and the noes are.
Point of order. Did you call Janine, John Crumshaw, and Michael Ice? They are now on the board.
I did miss Michael Heiss. I apologize for. I will correct that. I apologize.
What about John Crumshaw?
I called his name. I got no response. I assume he's not present. I called Janine Roan, and I called Ralph Hawkins. Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Given the uncertainty of the meeting, what's the appropriate way to decline to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. I abstain.
Okay. So the yeses are, once more, the yeses are 8, the noes are
10.
The noes are 9, Madam Chair. So the noes were for the 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so we have to end at 1 o'clock, which good luck to us that we're going to get through there. Okay, thank you very much, John. So we now go to the land back acknowledgement compartment. Is there somebody who could read that? Maybe George Funmaker, are you there? Hello? Okay, can somebody else volunteer to read this, please?
Is the IGM available, Madam Chair? Because he's done it before.
Michael, are you there? Michael?
Yes, we acknowledge that we're on unceded land of the Tongva, Chumash, and other related people, and we ask everyone to comport themselves in concert with the standards and respect for all our relations that Indigenous people who are the sovereigns of this land have demonstrated. We are guests here, and we need to work to restore a relationship to each other and to the land that is respectful and restores the quality of the environment that we live in, psychologically, physically, emotionally, politically, and economically. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we have to go through the Pacifica mission statement. Who wants to read that? Bella, you want to read that?
Oh, God.
Bella is not allowed to participate.
Bella is a member of the listeners. She's not a part of the board. She could read it. You can read it if you want to, Myla.
I don't believe she's allowed to participate in this meeting.
She's a listener, right? She's a listener. She's not in any official function. If you want to read it, please go ahead.
Madam Chair, I think the motion that was passed by the PNV included sweeping language, including events. I would.
Okay, so who can read it then? Please, can somebody else read it then? Somebody must be able to read our Pacifica mission statement.
It says all Pacifica activities. It says all Pacifica activities. I'll leave it up to the chair to decide if that includes participating as a member of the public on this stream, Madam Chair.
So we already said to not offend anybody, but I cannot read it, but can somebody else read it, please?
I can volunteer.
Okay. I was going to say about to read it, but
go ahead, Michael, please do.
Okay. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject to operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. And radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Michael. So now we have the fundraising appeal, where I would just like to say, as you all know, we have very dire situation financially. We would like to all encourage you to donate, ask everybody you know to donate, to reach out to whatever groups you can to donate, to come up with creative ideas and suggest them however we can raise more funds so that we can get through this impasse to save our station. Thank you. And then we have now the report on previous past motions. The first is Paul Roberson, November 20th, the excused absence request. Are there any objections to Paul Roberson having an excused absence for November 20th? Hearing none, then he would be excused. John, if you could please pick a note of that.
Yes, Madam Chair.
Then the secretary report. So I don't know if you all saw that. John had a lot of work making a list of all the absences and attendances and stuff. He sent it to everybody. Has everybody received those? Okay. So thank you for doing this, John. This helped us to understand who actually has been here and how much attendance there was. We're trying to establish that it's totally fair for everybody that, as you know, excuse me, who is not muted there, please? Three unexcused consecutive absences will get you off the board, so that you know. And then the minutes approval, the minutes from the November 20th, have everybody looked at those minutes? Are there any objection to approving those minutes?
Madam Chair, this is Janine. Can I be recognized?
Go ahead.
As a new member, I do not have access to the agenda or the minutes that are being presented. If they could be forwarded in an email, I asked for the agenda also to be posted in the chat because it's not online. Thank you.
Oh, I thought, John, you've sent this to all the four new persons. Okay, so if you wouldn't mind putting this in the chat for the ones we that are not on Zoom, maybe we can email it to them. So, John, could you do that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So now,
Madam Chair, point of order. Okay, this is Jonathan Markowitz. John, okay, could you please? My email address is on what's going to be emailed out because I'm not on the call via Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to part two, the chair election. We have allocated 10 minutes for this, Michael Heiss, just so that you know. So we would take some nominations from the floor now about the nominees. Are there any nominees you would like to put forward?
This is Paulina. May I be recognized?
Yes, Paulina, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Ziri Rideau.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm accepting the nomination. Is there anybody else that would like to be nominated or that you would like to nominate? Okay, so does that mean
I'd like to second the nomination. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
So, excuse me, what are we nominating? I'm sorry.
Chair of the LSB. So we're nominating now for the chair election. And so is there anybody you would like to nominate for the chair? Okay, so
I'd like to nominate.
Yeah.
Bella.
Bella is off the board. She
Ivelia.
Okay. Sorry. Ivelia, do you accept the nomination? Hello, Ivelia, can you hear us? Can you unmute, please? Well, is she on there? I don't see her right now on the... Maybe she already lost, because she said she would leave after a short time. So can anybody please check if Ivelia is available?
She's online, but she's I think she's busy right now, probably with something.
Okay, if anybody has a number, please text her. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, can I nominate another person? Oi
Yipo, is he present? Oh yeah, are you there? I think he wasn't present earlier, but
okay.
So yeah, please try to get in touch with Ivelia. So what I would say, we can then go back to that point if Ivelia still shows up in the next 10 minutes, and then we can have an election. If there are any other nominations for chair. Okay, so I would say we for right now go to vice chair election, and then once Ivelia shows up, we see if she accepts the nomination and have an election. Thank you. So for the vice chair,
Madam Chair, I'm just wondering whether we can just allow for a write-in on the ballot in case other people agree that they will accept a nomination who are not here present at this time.
Mm-hmm. John, what do you want to say?
Write-ins will be allowed on all all contests.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how does this technically work? Because normally we do the election right here. So excuse me, John. Yes, go ahead.
No, we won't be doing the election here. We'll start the election. It's going to be done by secret ballot, yeah. And so Terry Goodman, the Pacifica. A chair of tellers and I have composed a ballot, and when we have the nominees and when I forward Terry an updated roster of members, a ballot will be distributed to the board. Terry's on the call. Hopefully he'll be able to give us instructions and also give us his deadline for submitting the ballot. So people will vote by email ballot as we've done in the last 2 years, but the election will start.
Yeah.
At this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, John. So yeah, so then so far we have me and Ivelia, and if you want to write anybody in, obviously this is allowed. So there will be candidate statements. How can we do this? Because Ivelia is not here, should we wait till she shows up and move on to the next point, or should I just do a statement and then she doesn't have a statement? That's kind of not nice. I would suggest we're going to the vice chair election, and then once Ivelia is on the call, once we're through the three elections here, then we return back to the chair election, and maybe by then Ivelia has shown up. So can we go to the vice chair election? Are there any nominations for vice chair, please?
May I be recognized?
Yes.
Who are you recognizing?
Mary Sol.
Yes, I would like to Janine to be the vice chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Janine, would you accept that nomination? Janine, are you there? Do you have to unmute?
Thank you so much, Marisol. I was going to nominate you again. So I respectfully decline. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you are nominating Marisol Cruz, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And Myla, you had your hands up?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to nominate Barbara Marbach for vice chair.
Barbara is currently not part of the LSB.
So according to you, but not according to the PNB.
Yes, that's something we will have to figure out. That's correct. But for that reason, we cannot have people. We had a vote on this, but currently not on the LSB. We can't have them nominated. Sorry. Is there any other suggestions or nominations for vice chair?
Yes, this is Jonathan Markowitz. Can I nominate?
Yes. No, you're not on the board. Sorry.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
You need to check with Marisol Cruz to see if she accepts the nomination for vice chair.
Okay, so
I can hear her accepting it.
But maybe I misunderstood. Marisol, are you accepting?
Yes, I accept.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so then, and again, we will have, maybe right now is a good time to have some, are there any board questions to the candidates?
Ziri, I have my hand up.
Yes, okay, sorry.
I just wanted to make it on record that Oi was nominated for chair. Has that been recorded?
John, did you record that? I don't know. An absent thing, but since you can put in write-in candidate, it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yes, he'll be included as a candidate.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, does anybody else have a question to the nominated person?
Janine, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe both Avelia and Oye need to accept the nomination for them to be included on the ballot. Thank you.
That's correct. They will have to be either write-ins, and then we don't know yet if they accept, or if they're on the ballot, then they have to accept them first. That's correct. Thank you. So now we have the, are there any more questions to the candidate for vice chair? If not, is there any public comments to the vice chair? Okay, so then are there any TELUS instructions? No? Okay, so then we move on to the treasurer election. What are the nominations on the floor? Can you nominate a few people, please, who has some nomination?
I would like to nominate Janine Ron.
Okay. Janine, would you accept that nomination?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. So we have Janine nominated.
I'd like to be recognized.
Yes. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to nominate Kim Kaufman.
Kim Kaufman, do you accept the nomination? Kim, are you there?
Yes, I do accept.
Okay. So we have then Janine and Kim. Any other nominations, treasurer? Not hearing any. So are there any questions? Is there like a candidate who would like to make a statement? So Janine and Kim, do you want to make statements? John, what's up? You want
to say something? Oh, yeah. I'd just like to remind her that candidate statements are included in the agenda for 2 minutes. So, Ms. Rowan and Ms. Kaufman, you're welcome to make a 2-minute candidate statement. And the board is, we have time allotted to ask questions to each of the candidate and 5 minutes of public comment about the treasurer election. So that's in the agenda. Feel free to participate.
Yeah. So does any of you two want to make a statement, like either Janine or Kim?
I can make a statement. This is Janine. Before my time starts, I want to say that I still don't have an agenda and I don't have any minutes from prior. So, you know, it's hard for me to follow where the candidate, the nominations of this whole process is at.
Did you send you an email?
And in the chat and online, if possible, also for others.
The agenda has been published on kpftx.org, and I sent it to you as well, Janine. Apologies for not asking to be recognized.
Okay, I didn't see it yet. Thank you.
It has not been published.
Anybody, like to the other three also that have newly been seated? Okay.
I see it now at 11:45 in my inbox, so I'll go ahead and start my statement, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
And I have 2 minutes. So my name's Janine Roan. I started as a volunteer in the outreach committee, and I served 2 years as secretary. I've also done 3 years on the finance committee. And last year in 2021, I was elected to the elections committee, where I served as the secretary there and the chair of the task force, as well as elected to the audit committee. Just a little bit about my history. I work as an independent producer in film and television, which means that I often set up LLCs. I create budgets for financing. And then once a project is funded, I oversee it, all the costs, and I oversee the accounting department, and I do reports to the investors. I also oversee state incentives, so the audits that are involved in that. What I understand the role to be for treasurer is overseeing the financials of KPFK and giving a status on the financials, reporting it back to the LSB and the public. And then also, which I think is going to be a very important thing coming up, is serving on the National Finance Committee. And as we go into this next year with all the changes that are being presented to us, I feel like we really need somebody that is solution oriented, that has a positive demeanor, and that I believe that I will be a good person in the room and at the National Finance Committee, because there are many of these meetings that are being taken in closed session. And some of them, I mean, there's a lot of closed sessions going on right now where it's questionable whether they should be closed sessions. So I feel like I'm in a good position, and I would welcome a lot of input into the role, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Kim, did you also want to make a statement?
All right. Well, I've been overseeing KPFK's finances for about 12 years. I have been the treasurer several times and the chair several times. I am the only chair to consistently provide agendas and minutes. My expertise and historical knowledge of KPFK's finances may not be appreciated by some of you on the LSB, but it certainly has been for many years. And I have provided accurate reporting for years. And unfortunately, the board is not always as interested in the finances as they should be. And thus, we have the current state of KPFK's finances right now. Well, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. So are there any questions for those two who just spoke?
I have a question, if I might be recognized. I have a question for Janine. It's my understanding, Janine, that for possibly 2 years, when you were acting as secretary for this board, that you failed to produce timely minutes for the board. And I wonder if you can explain that, because I wasn't on the board at the time, but that's my understanding.
Janine, go ahead.
How long do I have to answer this question? Curious.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I became secretary in 2019. And I went through, in that year, I went through three different chairs. I had never done it before. And I admittedly on these sessions said that I was overwhelmed with the minutes that needed to be provided. So in 2020, when I was elected again, I actually said that I was not interested in the role, but I would take it so that there was an active, but there needed to be an active search for another secretary. I had posted minutes and there were minutes available to the board as of about 6 months into my tenure. But a lot of people couldn't access it because they were up on Google Drive and Dropbox. So they kind of remained there unapproved for a very long time. And they have been, and right now all of them are up except for four. And they are in the hands of the governance committee and the LSB members on the governance committee to approve. So they've been on the agenda to be approved. So I don't know that there's anything I could have done. As far as if the concern is giving reports, I think that I now have done another 3 years in the governance of KPFK at various.
Janine, your 90 seconds have expired.
Right. That's why I asked how long I had. So if I can just finish this thought, I think that even with the finance, I now chair the fundraising committee and I haven't really had any issue doing the minutes recently. So I don't think that there will be a problem. And I've got several people that have told me that they will assist me in the report. So again, I think it's the positive manner and the approachability and solution oriented that will make the big difference in this election. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Janine. So we're moving a little bit back here now to the vice chair and to the chair, because I think Evelia is now here. Evelia, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ziri. And I thank you for a moment to address the nomination. Yeah. Is that appropriate now?
Yeah, go ahead. You can make a statement of 2 minutes if you accept the nomination.
Okay. Well, let me just say, I appreciate it, the nomination. I don't have the time in my life right now to dedicate to a responsible leadership there. So let me decline to keep it simple. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So for chair election, you can, of course, write somebody in the moment only my nomination is on the floor. If it's okay, I would like to make a brief candidate statement. I've been the chair now only for 3 months, and while it's a very difficult job, as you saw at the beginning, I really appreciate everybody in the end is being interested in doing the best for the station. And this is what I would like to do. I would like us to uphold the bylaws, to actually return to transparency. And this includes everything where finances are concerned, where communication between the PMB and us is concerned. I would definitely like to keep our building, as has been, you know, I mentioned that they are considering selling our building. And I feel that KPFK is actually on a better, with the help of the new IGM, on a better trajectory right now. And thank you for your trust and so far working with me. And I want to be open to whatever. Are there any questions for me right now?
Very concerning.
Okay, are there any questions?
I understand that Arthur Schwartz is in the meeting. I'd like to hear from him before we proceed with any elections.
Harvey, I don't know. I didn't. Do you want to ask me anything about the chair?
Yeah, I have a question.
I want a legal opinion as to whether this election is even legal.
Well, let
anything in this meeting. I want a legal opinion as to whether anything in this meeting is legal.
This is
let her finish her candidate thing, and then I'll say something.
Well, no, I don't know if this is really what we're doing now or if we can do this later off the board. I mean, we're going through these whole election things right now. So this is not
an
election moment.
None of this is legal. None of it's legitimate. We need to hear from the attorney.
So we have taken a vote, Harvey. Okay. Unfortunately, it worked against you, but we will talk with him and with whoever wants to talk to us from the PNB after this meeting. Absolutely.
Ziri, I would like to say something, that this is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
And I was just nominated for treasurer.
Yeah.
And what I also want to add is I do not believe that this meeting is legitimate either. Nevertheless, even though I accepted a nomination for a meeting, I don't believe it's legitimate. I just want to say that publicly. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Is there anybody who has a question for me regarding the chair?
This is
a question. Sorry. Janine?
Because Kim had a follow-up, I thought I would mention also that I believe that we we should proceed with the meeting as it is, and let if there is an issue with the validity of this meeting, we'll come up later. So we should proceed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions?
Ziri, I have a question for you.
Go ahead,
as the director. I want to know what you stand on in regards to info wars, disseminating information that has not been that's kind of it's been a big issue. Like Fox News is, I mean, it's famous for the info wars. I want to know where you stand on that. Like what's going on with COVID and all these other issues.
So
I don't want us to be another Fox News.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how this relates to my position as chair. I have nothing to do with InfoWars, or I don't know if you refer to Alex Jones or something. I have nothing to do with him. We're not using any of his information or something. I don't know if that's what you mean. Referring to the program I'm producing on news, this is something I gladly discuss with you some other time. This is not really relevant for the chair. I am a journalist and I do the program as with the best conscience. I do, we abide by all the rules from the county regarding COVID. So I don't quite know what you mean. Sorry.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is that we're
having
that,
Excuse me, who's this speaking? So this is the time to ask me about the chair. This is not about the programming or anything.
Well,
so if
what I understand, it was in the program, in one of the programs that you had advocated that COVID was not a problem.
No, that's not what I'm advocating. I'm saying in the program, which is totally unrelated here, okay? We went to the Barbara Farah press conference, okay, and she said currently there's no mask indoor mandates. That's all, okay. So this is I said what they said.
Okay.
So I don't want to say more about the program. This is about the chair election now. Also for the vice chair, I think the only one currently who is here is Marisol. Marisol, do you want to say anything else about your vice chair position?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. As the vice chair, I am here as a backup for the chair, and I appreciate it when we are in unison in regards to why we're here. Something that's very important is that we use this platform to dialogue as human beings for the greater good of the station. I know it is difficult. We are passing through something that's very, Lawrence is in the hospital. He's still in my prayers. And I know that each one of us as humans, and with this whole, COVID situation, as I was just listening in, it's important that we do the questions, the hard questions, that we, definitely think beyond the mass media narrative. I think as a station, we have the perfect platform to take opportunity to see what is really going on, to pull away the curtains and see what's behind there and what is being disseminated to the masses, and questioning the narrative. I mean, I think that's what KPFK is all about. We are not mainstream. We are progressives, and we question things. We don't just take things for what it is said. As your vice chair, I'm here as a backup. I am here to support all of us working together in unity. And I welcome the challenge of what is, quote unquote, the truth, wherever that may come from. Wherever that information is coming from, and a lot of it, believe it or not, is coming out of the community. It's coming out of the grassroots, out of people like you and I, who volunteer for positions such as these, to challenge the system, to be greater than the mainstream narrative that has a historical
historically has oppressed a lot of our
communities.
Excuse me,
Marisol, your 2 minutes have expired.
Okay, thank you so much. Vote for Marisol Cruz for vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized to nominate someone to be chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Harvey Wasserman to be chair of this body.
For chair or vice chair, or for which one now?
Chair.
Chair, okay. So, Harvey, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah, I'll accept. I have 2 minutes to speak, is that right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the Pacifica obviously is in a catastrophic position because we have not had elections. The original election should have been validated. This past year of disaster has been a testimony to the need to listen to the majority of the voting members of the network. And this meeting today is a travesty. And I want to yield my time to Arthur Schwartz to comment on what's going on here. This is an illegal meeting, and we cannot proceed without new elections. I hope to God that the court puts in the new bylaws, because obviously these bylaws have failed. And as chair, I'm going to make sure that the bylaws are changed, and that we proceed in a way that is responsive to the listenership, so that we can have a functioning voice. In the era of Trump, Pacifica should have been totally at the forefront. And here we are spending time throwing people off a board. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we should all be ashamed of what's happened to Pacifica here. I hope to God we can revive it. And Arthur Schwartz needs to be allowed to speak. You have a corporate counsel here. You have to understand that we are paying him, and that he gives us the meaningful description here. This is an illegal meeting. It should never have happened. We should never have wasted over an hour throwing people off the board when we need all hands on deck, and where the listenership needs to be listened to. We have issues already with people on this board who were rightfully elected and barred off. This is the most undemocratic organization I've ever been in. I've been in this movement for 60 years. I was first on WBAI in the 1970s with Bob Fass, and that now it's come to this. This is an outrageous destruction of a great network. We need to listen to the listenership, and this is an illegal
Harvey,
meeting.
Harvey, I'm sorry, your time has expired.
Okay, fine. We need to hear from Arthur Schwartz right now,
Siri,
about the legality or the illegality of this meeting. Nothing should proceed.
This is Jonathan, point of order.
Corporate counsel. Excuse me, Harvey. Thank you very much for saying this. I would like to not have
Siri, if I could, Siri, let me just make some comments.
Chair, this is a point of order, Jonathan.
Mr. Markowitz, you're not a member of this body. You can't make points of order.
Okay, so
I make a point of order that we hear Arthur Schwartz.
Can we all please be quiet for a moment? I didn't recognize anybody. We're right now talking about chair, and the chair had the potential chair had a candidate statement. Now there are board questions for the candidates. So that means, are there any members on the board who have questions for Harvey?
Chair, this is Paulina.
Hey, Paulina.
I don't have a question for Harvey, but I do want to point out that we must have public comment for 30 minutes, and perhaps Mr. Schwartz can speak during public comment as a member of the public.
That's
as well.
A very good idea. Exactly.
I would, I would suggest.
Thank you.
I would suggest.
Goldstone on the stack.
Siri, in all due respect, what I would ask is you can finish your nomination part, but before you move on, I have a message to impart from the PNB, and I will state it, and you could abide by it or not abide by it. I don't intend to stay on, through the whole meeting. And finish your questions of Harvey, finish your questions of other candidates, and then I'm going to speak and just tell you what our opinion is of what's going on here and what's legal and not legal, and why, and then you could just continue to do what you want to do with whatever consequences it brings, okay?
Thank you, Arthur. You have already made your opinion very clear, and so has the PMB.
No, I have not made my opinion very clear, so clearly. So I want to communicate to the members. Mm-hmm. I'm a member. I actually am a member of KPFK. So not a voting member, but I pay my make my contribution, and I want to talk as the General Counsel of Pacifica, which you don't exist independent of. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe I'll just say it right now. The local station board.
Point of order is
I'd like to call for public comment.
Yeah, so let's first continue this process here, please, and then we can get to that. So we still don't even have to done the secretary election. So, you know,
point of order.
Madam Chair, please give the General Counsel the courtesy of allowing him to make his statement. He said he would like to make his statement now. Please extend that courtesy to him.
We're never going to finish this by 1 o'clock ever. So, I mean, this is just really, Arthur, could you please keep it extremely short, please? We have already heard, you know, what.
Okay, I'll keep it short. I'm driving from one place to another and I pulled off the side of the road so I can do this. A lot of people are speaking as though they have expertise on the Pacifica bylaws, and, you know, there are many parts of it that are subject to all sorts of interpretation, but there are some things that are very clear. By the way, I find it interesting that Harvey Wasserman wants me to speak and give my opinion. Yeah. The local station board is a committee of the PNB. Mm-hmm. It's a committee of the PNB. It's not a separate body. It doesn't make its own decisions on national governance. It's a committee of the PNB. That's number one. So the PNB three times took a vote about how to deal with the situation that we have because we didn't have elections this year. The only the situation that we're in is unprecedented and not really addressed in the bylaws because we didn't have a vote. That was the violation, right? That is a violation of the bylaws. We did not have an election this year. That's a violation of the bylaws, but the board had to act in line with its fiduciary responsibility because there wasn't it cost about $100,000 to run an election now in the five stations. So we didn't have the $100,000. We wasted a lot of it on litigation in various corners, and we didn't have the money. So everything flows from that violation. The question of who fills, some people point to the section about how nobody can serve more than 6 years in an elected position. But the vacancy provisions in the bylaws, and I don't have it in front of you, but the vacancy provisions say in many different places that a vacancy appointment ends at the end of the term, the person being replaced. I'm going to say that again. Vacancy appointment ends at the end of the term of the person being replaced. So if it's your position that these three people on your LSB, that their term is ended, then there's no ability to appoint anybody to that vacancy, because if you believe their term has ended, then you can't appoint someone for the remainder of their term since it's ended. So your vacancy appointments would be utterly contrary to the terms of the Pacifica national bylaws, and equally as unlawful, if you want to use that word.
2 minutes are expired.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep talking anyway. It would be equally as unlawful to appoint a vacancy to a term that's ended as it would be to extend a term that's ended. Equal. So the board has to make its best interpretation of, and I took the position that there was two choices. One was to extend the terms, and the other was to just leave the position vacant and say that it ended. The board decided in its wisdom, in its interpretation of the bylaws, that the best way to deal with this is to continue the terms of the people who are in office. The board has, you do not have the power to interpret the Pacifica National bylaws. The Pacifica National Board is the body that has the right and the obligation to interpret the bylaws. And if you went to court, you would find out in every one of these, some of them are stupid cases that people bring, that the courts have always deferred to Pacifica's interpretation of its bylaws, as long as it's not arbitrary and capricious. Mm-hmm. Arbitrary means without any basis. So, okay. So what you did before, and you don't have the power to remove people. You don't have the power to remove people unless they're served with charges and they have a trial, et cetera, et cetera. So by declaring them removed or declaring that their term ended, you both have violated the bylaws and you have no power to replace them with somebody. That's the position of the board. And what's going to happen is whatever you do today is subject to the review of the Pacifica National Board. And it's very likely you can elect all the officers you want, that the board is going to declare that these three people are still on it, on the local station board, and that the election that you hold today is inconsequential because it was conducted by a vote. I assume there's a secret ballot vote.
Thank you.
It was conducted, that it was conducted, Zira, you've talked plenty today, that it was conducted without the proper
I object.
Membership of the LS. That is the national position. You can go ahead and do whatever you want. Go ahead.
Sure, this is Jonathan. Point of order.
Thank you. Thank you, Arthur.
I'm done.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, everybody. Please.
Thank you, Arthur.
So
I am first on the stack.
We haven't started public comment, Mr. Markowitz. Please don't interrupt.
We're still in the middle of doing the secretary election. Okay, so the secretary election, we still need some nominations from the floor.
May I be recognized as a member of the public?
Oh, because we're right now.
No,
you may not.
You may not. I'm sorry. Can you,
Gary? I have my hand raised to ask Marisol a question. Whenever you want to fit me in, thank you. This is Ruth.
Thank you, Ruth. Right now, we're doing the secretary election.
I understand, but you did not call for questions with Marisol. Thank you. Just whenever you fit me in, I want it. That's all.
You know, then go ahead, Ruth. Can you please keep it to 90 seconds?
Marisol, you said that Pacifica, gives alternative, interpretations or facts for the news, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. And I totally agree that that's necessary. What I do want to know is if you include in alternative facts, things that are not fact-based about COVID. And I currently have an issue ongoing with Ziri about this. And I am a cardiologist. And so there have been some things that have been put out that are factually incorrect. So I want to know if you include in that, you're giving alternative explanations of things. Do you include in that non-medically fact-based things about COVID? Thank you.
Okay. Sure, there's actually a lot of information out there.
I'm talking about fact-based, sourced, peer-reviewed information. That's what I'm talking about.
I am not a medical doctor. I do not have that level of expertise like yourself and the medical establishment. So I wouldn't be able to answer that question other than there is plenty of information out there that's very factual. If you search deep enough, I believe with your expertise, you have access to these peer reviews. So you would be more adequate to answer your own question.
Okay.
But the information is out there. And alternatives, we would definitely benefit as a station to put this information out there, have a platform for people of your level of expertise to come to the table and have this open discussion on the air. With whatever peer-reviewed factual information sources that they may provide for the public to make a decision on their own,
a question about programming, and we're actually talking about her as a vice chair. But thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Marisol. I would like to
open that what she supports.
Are there any other questions for Marisol as vice chair? How she would work as a vice chair? Are there any other questions? Hearing none, I would like to go then to the public comment section. There's a lot of hands up.
Excuse me. Yes, John?
Can we dispose with the secretary election before we do that or no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I thought we were going to do. Yeah. Okay. So let's do the secretary election, then do the public comment all in one, basically. So are there nominations for the secretary elections? I suggest John, Gary.
I accept.
Thank you. Is there any other suggestion? Okay, well, hearing none, you seem to run unopposed, but you can still always write something in. Do you want to make a statement, John?
In the interest of time, I'll decline, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for John? Okay, so thank you very much. So then, if that's okay, I would now go to the public comment section. So you can ask about all four elections here. And Jonathan was actually first, how he has his hand. Then we have Dr. Halley, Kim, Raymond. And there's a number 7138. I don't know who that is. Paulina, do you know if this is a member of the board or if this is public?
I don't. If you can speak up, 7138, I'll rename you.
That's Margo.
Oh, Margo.
Oh, thank you, Margo. Yes. Okay.
So, all right. So we start with Jonathan, then Dr. Halley, then Kim, Raymond, and then Margo. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Siri, what's the time for this? Because the total in the agenda would be 20 minutes. So you're the chair. How do you want to time this?
Yeah, so all the the questions or commentary are 19 minutes. And we'll see how far, you know, the general time, I would say we're trying to go to 15 minutes because we try to get still the general manager report. It's all, we're totally run out of time. So if you could time them individually for 90 seconds, please, and then we're going to try to have a total of 15 minutes.
Got it.
Thank you. Okay, so Jonathan, go ahead.
Yeah, Pacifica's counsel is really presenting a completely convoluted and contradictory argument in regards to not only the PNB decision itself, but also in interpreting the bylaws. He is making a completely, shall we say, posing as if this is a clear argument legally, when in fact it's not. And he's making presumptions about how a court would rule in this situation, which is really pretty much unprecedented. There have been many contradictions in Pacifica's history long before Arthur became counsel. And for example, there was a precedent which was announced by Jim Sagerton, I think it was back in 2008, where indeed the six-year board members were termed out, even though there was not an election to at that time to fill the runners-up, or to create a new list of runners-up. So when he says there's no precedent for this, there is a precedent, but Arthur is ignoring the precedent for political purposes here. He's posing as if this is a clear...
Listen, John, your 90 seconds have expired.
A clear interpretation of the situation legally, but his statement itself is convoluted and contradictory. I urge all to disregard Arthur Schwartz's statement as fraudulent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Dr. Halley, you're next. You have to unmute, please. Dr. Halley? Okay, so if he's not there, let's go next. If you come back, we can speak to you later. So Raymond, you're next then.
Thank you. I am embarrassed at the moment to be a member of Pacifica. First of all, Arthur Schwartz makes a perfectly cogent argument. Secondly, the chair has purposely ignored the public when the agenda that the chair wanted approved included 5 minutes during each of the nomination processes. And I don't appreciate that. as a public member. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Raymond. Next is Margot, please.
No, I was Kim, before Kim. Raymond.
What about Dr. Halley?
Raymond speak.
Okay, so Dr. Halley and then Kim, please. Dr. Halley, are you there now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Give me just a second. Yes, good afternoon, people. I'm glad to be here. God, it's hard to say this, and I have to say within... I'm sorry, how much time do I have?
90 seconds.
90? Okay, starting right now, if you please. Okay, first I want to say I'm glad to be here. On the other hand, I would like to say that my experience with both boards, both PNB and LSB in recent history, is that these boards are pretty damn dysfunctional. For the moment, I'll leave it a little vague. The second thing I want to say, which is at least as concerning to me, is the news, particularly after attending some LSB, PNB, and PNB Finance Committee meetings, again, in very recent history, is that there were a couple of, there were a couple of assessments, that is to say, that very recently there were a couple of appraisals of the KPFK physical plant, that is to say, the KPFK building. I find this absolutely horrifying. I found it so when I heard it related by the PNB executive director a couple of weeks ago. As far as I'm concerned, this is a travesty and very alarming. Also, I would say that I think people might want to think about getting rid of some of the board members that are pushing these kinds of agenda. I think it's absolutely horrifying. Just, I'm terribly upset. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Kim, it's your turn. Kim?
Hi. Okay, first of all, in 2012, there was an election, and KPFK did not meet quorum. I was up for my three-year term then, and I stayed seated for 6 years on one election. Okay, after 2012, there were no elections until 2015. So there has been a lot of finagling of these rules over the years. This is just clearly a rogue board right now. Mr. John Tatum cherry-picked what he wanted to read to you, and I disagree with his interpretation. And I also want to say that all this anti-COVID messaging on the so-called news is funded by the Koch industries of anti-COVID messaging for a couple of years now. And I also think it's really funny that Grace is now a bylaws warrior, when only 2 months ago she violated the bylaws and Robert's rules in order to replace me as treasurer and then hold an instant election for her to replace me. That violated the bylaws and Robert's rules. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim. Next is Margot, please. Margot, you have to...
Yes, as a listener sponsored member who is actually the one who is supposed to be in charge of the station and the network, I resent this whole thing of people arbitrarily making rules and decisions and trying to change things when it should be all really, really, really having us who pay the money and be, our banks and support, they should be the ones who have, when we elect somebody, we need to keep them responsible. But I do not like it that the Pacifica National Board has arbitrarily made decisions when they really, it's the local stations who elect their local station board and then send delegates to the PNB. So it's almost like the PNB, Pacific National, was a committee of us, the local stations. And I resent that somehow the National Station Board, we had nothing to do with KPFA, doesn't realize that the person that they said could not be coming to meetings and everything anymore is a person who had devoted herself tirelessly and ceaselessly and worked hard and raises money and cooks, and she was just dancing, but she just really has paid her own money to support and be outreach material to publicize KPFK in every possible way. And somehow they arbitrarily think she can't come to a meeting and she banned. That's terrible. I'm talking about Bella DeSoto. And I resent that because she is a very, very tireless worker for KPFK, very devoted. And I really want my voice as a listener sponsor to be represented on the station board and in the Comestor for National Board, and that there should be, we should have a whole course on how to communicate in an effective way. There are people who come on the radio and show programs about, and I think the whole entire Pacifica network should be taking those classes and learning about.
Sorry, Margo, your time has expired.
Okay, this parliamentary stuff doesn't work, and this whole way of running these meetings doesn't work. Don't shake it. Okay, bye-bye, and I'm listening again. I'm putting on mute.
Thank you, Margo. So there is KPFK Outreach. Who is this, please? Who is Paulina, who is KPFK Outreach?
That's Bella.
Okay, so I don't know if we're allowed to let Bella speak or not. So let's, this is really difficult because there's these kind of, you know, top-down rules coming, so we don't know if we can let her speak. So let's first have Andrew speak while we're figuring out what to do with Bella. So Andrew, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Ziri. What to say here, folks. I totally support Ziri Rudeau as chair. I think she is serving our board, our station, quite well. And I would like to see her continue as our chair. Regarding treasure, and I think, well, with all due respect to Harvey, I respect his work tremendously. I think him being chair would be a disaster for our board. Nothing personal towards Harvey, Mr. Wasserman. Regarding treasure, I think Janine, her tone is what we need as far as being an officer, her inclusivity and her experience. And as far as Ms. Kaufman, Kim, while I respect her work and her dedication as well, I think her tone is not what we need at our station on our board, and her seems to be lack of inclusivity and collaboration with the public. Does not serve us well, the listeners who the board represents. And I don't appreciate, with all due respect to Mr. Schwartz, I don't appreciate anyone imposing themselves on our meetings, in any meetings. Everybody should follow the rules and respect the body and the chair.
Excuse me, Andrew, your time's expired.
And no one should impose themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Next is Lee, then Nancy. Excuse me. Lee, then Nancy, then John Tatum. And yeah, that's the next three. So Lee, go ahead.
Lee has no mic, so you better read his statement in the chat.
Okay, so hold on, let me find it.
Is that someone named Lee?
Lee, there's somebody called Lee. I didn't even see there's a...
Would you like me to read? Would you like me to read the statement, Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Please time me. Posted at 12:33 p.m., Lee. I believe the attorney said the choices were leave the positions vacant or extend. Nothing supports installing unelected members into new terms, which is what is occurring here. I cannot count the number of times I've heard moral outrage at other stations' implementation of rules that were in conflict with PNB desires. Pick a position as subservient to the PNB or independent from the PNB, but do not choose depending on circumstance. KPFK is not democratic or a leader in conflict resolution. It's just the opposite currently. Have elections to fill vacant positions. Do not appoint. Make the hard call to reduce election costs electronic rather than demand perfect hand count, paper complex and technical and unaffordable elections. Then have them. I must admit that this process certainly cut down the costs, but excluded all but the few.
Okay, thank you very much for reading that, John. Thank you, Lee, for your comment. So next we had Nancy and then John Tatum. Nancy, go ahead.
Thank you. This is Nancy Saibar-Nagitomi from KPFT. Thank you very much for your decision, KPFK LSB, to abide by the bylaws, to stand up for the bylaws in the face of threat by the PNB. Thank you for standing up for the bylaws. And thank you for the 6-year termed out people to gracefully go and have the next new runner-ups who are not losers, who are not bottom of the barrels as reported in open meetings by Michael D.D. White and in the governance committee as losers. You know, this is terrible. Runner-ups are people willing to volunteer. And Mr. Schwartz is a paid contractor, and he should not have bullied his way in. And I think that was the chair's mistake to let him do that. Ziri, don't do that again. Thank you. I like the way Ziri is handling this, and I'm surprised as a brand new board member to be able to take on this chair and do in such a very good way. But please do not mute anybody. That is against the bylaws. Everybody should be able to hear everybody to propose, oppose. Anyway, should be able to hear. Please don't do this muting, as was done in the governance, in the finance committee meeting of this board last year and the year before. Let's not mute anyone. Let's do gracefully go on and do our work. And if somebody wants to yell at the top of their lungs, just ignore them and continue. Don't remember Pacifica is for freedom of speech, free speech media. So we
Nancy, I apologize. Your time has expired.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. John Tatum is next, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to correct the record. Someone, I think, referred to a statement that I made earlier, and I wanted the record to reflect that the statement that I shared on the screen came right from Robert's Rules of Order. It was no interpretation and no opinion of mine. I read it straight from Robert. So let that be on the record. Thank you.
Jerry, excuse me, that the 15 minutes you allotted for this session of the meeting has expired.
Thank you for watching out. Let's just have Sue, and then we're going to go to the next thing. So Sue, go ahead. Sue Cohen-Johnson, you have to unmute, please.
Hey, thank you. I guess I changed my mind. It's unfortunate that we didn't have the full old board members vote and then lose instead of what happened. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Okay, so we're going to thank you all for your commentary. So we're now going to go to the general. Can you please mute? It's so loud. Please mute yourself. Thank you. So we're going now to the general manager report and discussion. 25 minutes are allocated, which basically brings us to 1 o'clock. So, Michael, are you there?
I'm here. I'll try to make my report brief. I sent a written report to everyone a day or so ago, and I posted it to kpfk.org on the LSB page, the simplest place to put it in since it was a report to the LSB. So if members of the public want to see it, they can go to kpfk.org. And if you click on support and drop down for the LSB, you should be able to read the report. It's a very extensive report, and I don't want to take too much time repeating it, but essentially, the station continues to be in extremely straitened financial situations. We launched a December membership drive a week ago Tuesday, and unfortunately, the first several days of the drive, we had enormous technical difficulties. We lost our internet at the station, and we lost also the ability to stream our own signal on the internet, so that we if you went to kpfk.org for I think 3 days, there was no we were broadcasting, but we were not on the internet, so that really damaged the efforts. There was a tremendous effort by local staff, assisted by John O'Mell in particular, and other volunteers came in, Fred and others, and we were able to do a workaround, but there are still many, many difficulties. I did convene a technical task force. We had a meeting the other day. It was very, I think, well attended, and we came up with a plan of action, but it's going to take some money to carry out what's necessary. There are also problems with the transmitter that people may have been noticed. Their power is dropping off a little bit because of power supply problems, and those are also expensive, and so in terms of the appeal for funds that people heard today, it's very, very critical to get more money in Just as an addendum to the report, the Spanish language programmer's fundraiser was held yesterday. It was delayed for a week, and they raised beyond expenses, I believe, over $3,000, with more actually still coming in because some of the ticket sales that took place, I don't think, were incorporated, yet. We have, begun some new programming, and all of that is listed in the report. We moved some programs, for example, anti-war radio was moved from Sunday to a weekday. Richard Wolf, we brought back programming, including Think Outside the Cage. I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise going on. I'll try to be brief because I want to leave time for public comment. So I'm going to probably wrap it up. I did ask the executive director whether it would be possible for me to make some interim unpaid management appointments. We're currently functioning. Basically, the only paid management person at the station is our chief engineer, Stuart Landau, who's part-time. I am obviously unpaid as interim general manager. There is no business manager. There's no development director. There's no volunteer coordinator. There's no longer a paid web director. And so I'm trying to set up some working groups. We have a social media and website working group I'm trying to convene. And, if people feel they want to participate in that, please let me know. As I say, we started the a technology task force, and we have a plan of action on that. I did launch a strategic planning process trying to incorporate both paid and unpaid staff and directors and officers of the LSB, our PMB directors from the station and the LSB officers. And we're going to try to move ahead with that, find a better time that more people can participate. We launched the process of evaluation of all the programming, including the new programming and what's on, asking all programmers to basically begin with a self-evaluation process, including goal setting for the coming year. We have to, really up our game. The average from previous on-air fund drives over the course of the year before I came in has dropped from about $4,500 a day then to $4,300 a day. I think the September drive, October into November, was probably down around $3,900. This one I was doing slightly better, even though the first few days were dismal, because we did have days where we raised about $8,000, $7,000. During the day. And so that's a little bit of an improvement, but we need to do much, much better than that. KPFA just had their fund drive, and we're trying to, I did have a push for meetings of all the GMs. We met together a week or so ago, and I discussed with the interim GM at KPFA the idea of trying to make sure our fund drives are a little better coordinated, and we're working on a fund drive calendar that would correspond. We would have to start earlier and run longer because we are raising so much less in our drives because of the lost audience and the excessive amount of time we spent in fund drive until now. But we have avoided expenses for extremely high ticket items and for consultants, so that even raising the same amount of money, we're doing better in terms of what we actually gain from the drive because the expenses of the drive are reduced. But we have to do much better than that still. We need to, the PNB did mandate, I believe, a 25% increase from each program. We're looking actually to increase our fundraising quite a bit more than that. We have been doing some off-air fundraising in addition to the Spanish language programmers. There was an event with Greg Palast that raised a little bit of money. We did last month, we did the paid webinar with Margaret Prescott and Gerald Horn. We're doing the auction, which is continuing through today. And we will be doing further efforts. I did discuss briefly with the IGM at KPFA the idea of doing some joint community events of the nature of trying to bring out really major speaker author tours, where we could say, okay, we can host you in the Bay Area in Fresno with KFCF and Monterey and Santa Barbara, you know, Los Angeles, Orange County, down to San Diego, and have, you know, something that would really raise a lot of money for all the stations, but, you know, both our stations and the KFCF, which is a kind of affiliate station to KPFA. So I think we're going to work on that in the coming year. And in general, the question of trying to do more off-air fundraising. Let me see if there's anything else I want to touch on. Oh, Tom Voorhees, who is a technical person, participated. He's a former member of the National Board, and he recently has been working on the repeater or booster for KPFA in Monterey, but then he's coming down and is prepared to assist us in doing some of the technical work here. And I'm going to pause there and just we have 15 minutes left, and you still need 15 minutes of public comment. So, you know, I take a question or two, but I think you have to make sure the public gets to speak. Thank you
very much, Michael. So, yeah, we have also board questions and then the public comments. So are there any board questions first? I see a few hands up. So Evelia, Harvey, Myla, Ruth. And then we go to and Janine, and then we go to public comment. So, Evelia, go ahead.
That may be a vestigial hand.
Sorry, is it the old hand up, Evelia?
I think it is.
Okay, Paulina, can you move that down? Okay, so Harvey, you're next.
Yeah, Michael, I want to thank you for your hard work. It's much appreciated. I read your full report. Until we reconnect with our membership and have elections, this is all very instructional as to what happens when you turn your back on the people who support the network. This past year has been a disaster because we did not listen to what to the mandate of the listener supporters. But Michael, thank you for your work. It's appreciated. And I did read your report, and I commiserate with your struggles down at the station. But it's just outrageous that we're in this position after a full year of this or more of these old obsolete bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey. Myla, go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much for your report again. My question is this. I'm wondering whether I have tuned in a few times to listen to the KPFK Rebel Alliance news. And I've been quite alarmed. I was especially alarmed when I heard Maria Butina, who was the Russian woman who came to the United States and most likely helped funnel Russian oligarch money into the Republican, the campaigns of very reactionary Republican candidates via the National Rifle Association, and has been a leading advocate for the individual right to have and own firearms. And she was interviewed when Brittany Griner was released from prison and elevated as some kind of a hero and victim of the American prison system without providing listeners any of this information about her really extraordinary record of advocating for guns and being a conduit for Russian oligarch money into the coffers of reactionary Republican campaigns via the NRA. And I just wonder how that is impacting our reputation. I think the news is so important. And are you monitoring any of this? Are you objecting to any of this? Are you questioning your decision to put this kind of programming on our airwaves? Thank you.
Michael, you want to respond?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, all the programming, new programming, the old programming is all will be evaluated, starting with the process of self-evaluation. I think that in general, you know, we want to uphold journalistic ethics and the highest standards, and I will be doing that. But we also need to accept editorial independence in a newscast. And I think there have been opportunities on that because it is a live program. We've had people call in and counter views that were expressed. I think that's a healthy discourse. I have not had a chance to listen to every minute of every program because I can't believe how much email I'm getting as the interim general manager and the number of problems that I'm trying to deal with at the same time in terms of, business plans, financial plans, volunteers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to send me particular things that you're concerned about, I'd be happy to check back into the archives and give a listen and discuss it further with people.
Thank you. So we have now still Janine, and then we go to the Eric. Also, his hand came up. So Janine and Eric, and then the general public. So Janine, go ahead. Questions for Michael?
Thanks, Zeri. I just wanted to say that, in general, I've been on social media promoting the new programming and the news, the Rebel Alliance news, and I'm getting a lot of contacts that are excited about the changes. And, something that I didn't really expect is I've been doing a lot of driving in the last few weeks. And, as much as we say that people can get things on podcasts, like for instance, The Gray Zone, such a great addition. And, but because I'm doing so much driving, this is really how I'm getting my news again. Instead of the time at home, because I'm exhausted, I don't really have time to look things up and listen to podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And that's where this radio station is so important, is that people are getting their news while they're driving. So, and I like the diversity of the news. So anyway, thank you, Michael. And hopefully it will continue to grow.
Thank you, Janine. So now comes Eric, and then we have, I would like Bella to speak because she is a member of the public, even though she is not on the board now. So after Eric, we'll have Bella, Andrew. So far, that's it. Okay, so go ahead, Eric.
So I just want to rejoin Harvey's disparagement of the current bylaws. They have served us well in the episode involving the attempted closure of the New York station back in 2019. Arthur was instrumental in reversing that in court. And one of his central points was that the IED at the time had acted without the consent of the PNB. And that was pivotal in saving WBAI as we've known it forever. And stopping it from becoming a repeater station. So I think we have to lay off this disparagement. I call the attitude of some people toward the current bylaws, which were very carefully composed to protect the interests of both the staff and the listeners, in a very nice balance. And, at the Rodney Dangerfield of nonprofit organization bylaws, they get no respect. But they merit respect. And after the court throws out rules in its favor in the upcoming ruling on December 23rd, I'm hopeful that all concerned will gather to make Pacifica the best it can possibly be under the current bylaws. If people want to mend the bylaws instead of ending them, that's a whole different discussion. But that's not what's been proposed in I think, to Pacifica's great detriment twice now in the last 3 years. So hopefully that won't happen again. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. So we're starting with Bella, then comes Andrew, then John Markowitz, and then Jose Benavides. Bella, go ahead.
Thank you, Zeri. Thank you, everybody. I feel very strange being on this other side now. Supposedly the PMB suspending me with a future appeal or trial date for the 15th of January, which of course is absurd. I find the high level of hypocrisy by New Day board members and PMB members all across the network. It is so high. It is so blatant. The conflict of interest is mind-boggling. It's unbelievable. I feel that we are taking a very strong stance today. I also want to point out to everyone that they keep saying that there was no money to have an election this year. But guess what? KPFA has been hiding money and using funds arbitrarily as they wish. There is no functional finance committee. And so even the LSB majority does not know what goes on at the station. And they had over $305,000 in one of their bank accounts to give it to Verniel, this former individual, on his lawsuit for defamation. So I want you to consider all the actions by this PMB that have been completely adverse to the goodwill of the foundation. And when I say goodwill, I mean the membership and the listenership that truly support the foundation and have now a KPFK 63 years. And yesterday we held an outreach event, in near LA City. And it could have been better had the internet not been crippled for 2 weeks. I find that to be very
auspicious. Excuse me, your time has expired. And Ziri, I have to leave the meeting.
And that was auspicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael Heiss, for your timekeeping. I will have to keep time myself now. I just want to get through a few more of these calls. Are there any objections to prolong for 20 minutes? Please. Hearing none, I would like to prolong for 20 minutes. So, because we're never going to get through this. So, next is Andrew, please. And then comes John Markowitz, Jose Benavides.
Point of order, extending takes a two-thirds vote.
There were no objections.
There were no objections. Okay, so can you... Andrew is next, then John Markowitz, Jose Benavides, and Ralph Hawkins. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, thank you, Ziri. Andrew Weiss here. First of all, Michael Novick, IGM, will they be the regular report to the listener for the month of December? So when, and I hope so, as in every month. Now, I'd like to say, since this is for the interim general manager discussion, I fully support the news program, and I thank Michael for allowing Ziri to produce our new news program, which I think is excellent, and the support you're giving to this news program. Please continue. I also want to say, I think we don't really appreciate, we may not be appreciating the incredible work Michael Novick is doing for our station, both previously as chairperson of the LSB, and now he's upped it a notch as IGM. Incredible what you're doing. All praises to you, Michael. The work you're doing, your dedication, putting the station above everything else, which we all should be doing. This great station, this great network, and most importantly, you're including yourself with all others, all committees, including the listeners, collaboration. I think that's the most important thing we can do for our station. So thank you, Michael Novick.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Thank you very much. Let's give a big hand for Michael. Bravo, Michael. Thank you. So now comes John Markowitz, then Jose Benavides, Ralph Hawkins. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan Markowitz. Yes, regarding the situation with the withdrawal of $305,000 to satisfy the judgment in favor of John Vernille's defamation case, this came out of an account that was apparently not known existed, and I would like to understand. I would like people to consider that Arthur Pacifica's counsel, Arthur Schwartz, should have prevented such an action. But whether or not our counsel understood that this money was sitting there actually hidden. There's still not been any information as to who created this account, what revenues were in this account. And so tantamount, the withdrawal of this money pretty much fulfills what I see as extortion by John Vernille and by those who allowed this whole process to go. I certainly appreciate this council's reversal of the WBA lockout initiated by Vernille on behalf of many on the national board. So this calls into question Arthur's judgment about the entire situation we're in this situation. And I reiterate his interpretation of the conundrums of this legal situation we're in are not correct and I believe fraudulent. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jose Benavides, go ahead.
I just want to thank Michael Novick also for, I'm not sure who's helping behind the social media, but it's a big change now. It looks so much better now as far as Instagram goes. It's a lot more creative posts ever since the control was removed, or whoever was in control of that is finally let go. You could totally see it now and it looks a lot better. And congratulations for that. And you got to keep going because, you know, there's other things. There's like YouTube and Twitter and all that other stuff that we also got to get on board. Another comment, too, is I really hope I think I already spoke to you about this before, Michael Novick, that the sound is still is very bad at KPFK. Every now and then when I tune in, I'll hear like long pauses during transitions. I'll hear like a total chaos inside Master Control. And that's a turnoff for people that want to support the station. I mean, it really frustrates me when I tune in and I have to hear like a show that stops and plays again, a pre-recorded show. And I think I've already discussed that, you know, something needs to be done about that. It's not just a slap in the wrist. This is not just something that's happening like randomly. It just happens all the time now, persistently, all over the block and all over the programming. And normally in a normal work environment, you give people 3 write-ups and then they're gone. I don't know what's the problem here. There's no excuse for the terrible sound that I keep hearing on different shows. And this is all across the board.
Thank you, Jose. Do you want to say anything about this, Michael?
Well, as I said, please cite chapter and verse. Send me information on particular times, particular things have occurred. I've tried to be on top of it, but there's no way for me to listen to 24/7 what's on the airwaves. So because I have a lot of other things I'm trying to do. I am trying to set up working groups on all these areas. And as I said, I'm interested in making some interim appointments of unpaid managers in different areas, including business management and program director. And so if people are interested in any of those things, please get in touch with me. And we're setting up a working group on social media and multimedia production. But if we need to have, I have been working with Mark Maxwell. He has put through a couple of rounds of board op training. And if other people are interested, we do need more board operators than we currently have. We can't afford to pay. So we're looking for volunteers for many, many things and, to improve the quality. There is a problem with the sound, as I said, because of the power supplies at the transmitter. We're actually not always able to broadcast at full power, and it's somewhat degraded the signal. So it might be that's part of the problem. But if there are problems in terms of board operations, then
thank you very much. So next up is Rolf Hawkins, and then Kim, please, and then there's also Beth, because this is the public session. So Beth, you come after Kim. Okay, so Rolf, go ahead.
Thank you. There's so much history to digest here to try to figure out what's been done in the past that we could do differently now. I feel kind of like the blind man in a room trying to figure out where the head of the elephant is, right? So I think the what I'm getting is the PNB is the proximate cause of this maelstrom that we're in now. And there might not be so much animus towards them if they were more transparent about what their plans for us are. Because if we sell our real property and have to relocate, that's not a programming problem. That's an engineering problem. And if we don't have a budget to make that happen and we falter somehow, the FCC could take our license and then we get nothing. So, I think that's the problem. We don't, if the building is sold and those monies are in the hands of the PNB, who knows if we're going to get a, you know, competent transition. They could screw it all up for us. So I think that's where all these emotions are coming into play and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Rolf. Kim, it's up to you. You go ahead.
I just want to correct the record. This $300,000 from KPFA was not hidden. It's not secret. It was known. It was in a reserve account that was well known. And it was a part of a, I believe, it was part of a grant that I believe was for training. So, you know, all these paranoid fantasies that this is some secret money is false. And also, budgets are being made for a new location for KPFK. It will not
Madam
be done.
Chair, point of order.
I am in the middle of speaking, and I can speak on what I want.
Have you been
no point of order made? As to what I'm saying.
Sorry, point of order.
Stop. Can you
please stop?
Can you give your point of order? Janine, what's your point of order?
I'm not sure why Kim is in a position to be speaking on this matter right now to the body.
Because I'm knowledgeable about it, Janine. Yes, I am knowledgeable about it. Please let
me. You have
finish.
15 more seconds, Kim. Go ahead.
Would you allow Kim to speak without being interrupted and
Madam Chair,
her time? Just restore her time and stop.
Madam Chair,
I have restored her time. Excuse me. So, yes.
Madam Chair, I ask that I get a chance to speak as well then if Kim's going to be speaking on this matter. She's not a
bonus. Just reclaim your time, Ms. Kim, and go back and just finish your statement.
Okay, we're in the public section right now. So, Kim, just you have 15 more seconds. I took the time that Janine took out of you back. So go ahead.
Allow her to reclaim her time, please.
Yep, I'm doing that. Go ahead, Kim.
I don't have much more to say other than KPFT's
what
building.
Foundation issued the grant?
Oh, listen,
seem to have all the answers. Why don't you answer that question?
Hey, get control of this, Jerry. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, can somebody mute this person? I don't know who this is. I'm sorry. I don't have the Zoom control.
Jonathan, he was muted. Please proceed.
So, Kim, you still have 5 seconds. What do you want to say?
Oh, now I have 5 seconds.
I used this spokesperson for 10, yeah.
No, I did not speak for 10. I was interrupted, Ziri. We understand your unfairness here as chair. We understand that. And I will just say that KPFT's building was sold. It was relocated to a new building, and it is working better than all of the other stations now. And other imaginations that KPFK is not going to be relocated safely and to probably be better situated is false. And I wish it'd stop making these assertions to the public.
Thank you. Okay, so Jim Dingeman, your hand is up. Go ahead. We have 90 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct something. The money that was allocated for training was separate from the money that was raided. And so the money that the balance of that fund was given several years before COVID. And so my understanding of the money from San Francisco, this was a foundation that gave money for training. That was not touched or has been expended. Others can correct me on this. The money that was in that account, though, was money that had taxes to pay for the station, to pay for their taxes to the state, et cetera. And there was a lot of other money that was in there. It was used to help balance out the payroll for the whole system. And so its disruption is something that has hurt everybody. 10 people are getting laid off. I don't think anyone's mentioned that, have they? 10 people losing their jobs because of this. So this is a serious hit that occurred that could have been prevented if Mr. Verniel had not entered the door to start with.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. So we're completed now with the public section. So we wanted to have the excused absence policy discussion. In the moment, originally we had allocated 15 minutes, but we only have 10 more minutes now. So this was a report from John, the secretary, about excused absence policies. John, do you want to give us your report?
Yes, yeah, Madam
point
Chair.
Of information. I have a question.
What's your point of information?
My question is that I now see that the attorney for Pacifica has his hand raised, and I wonder whether you're going to, at what point you will recognize him to speak. That's
well,
my
he
question.
Kind of already before, without being recognized, just started talking, and I didn't appreciate that. So it means that he doesn't respect when we say this time is
up. Oh, for God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is why I would like to move on with our agenda. We can't even get through our agenda. So, can you please, John, go over what you said about the excused absence policies?
Yes. When I've served as secretary of this body before, and on several occasions, I went through the minutes to find when the board had articulated excused absence policy. So in the agenda that you were sent, the agenda that you have now, if you go down to the appendix, you can see my report, which is just a collection of passages from minutes where the board talked about it. I've also included a motion passed by the Interim Program Council, which discussed principles of excused absences, although this is not binding. This was never voted on. It never became LSV policy, but it's something that I believe the IGM and other people spent some time on. So this information is just allow you to know what's currently passed by the board over the years as a basis to start a discussion. So it's just information, and people have been wanting to, at previous meetings, people said we need to discuss this. If you want to discuss it now, you can, or it's entirely up to the body. But the information is in your agenda. Scroll down to the appendix.
Okay. Thank you. So since we're in the interest of time and we only have a short time and we might have to prolong one more time, it would be great to get at least the director's reports out since we spent so much time in the beginning with this. Are there any objections to postponing the discussion about the excused absence to next time? Hearing none, I would say we postpone those to next time. And then we're going on to the PNB. Oh, wait, the 2023 meeting schedule, first of all. So this is something, since I've never done this before, I don't know exactly. So do we have to make appointments for every meeting ahead of time? Or how does it work, John?
Madam Chair, it's been done different ways. It is possible for the board to pass a complete calendar of meetings. That's also, I've gone through, and also in your the appendix of your agenda, I have a proposed meeting schedule. It's the same schedule that we have now. It's all Sundays. The December meeting is not scheduled because usually we schedule the meeting when we know that the election results will be announced. It's no point to have a December meeting before the election. It makes sense. The new seating happens at the December meeting. So you want that to happen after the election is concluded. And when elections conclude varies from year to year, so it makes no sense. So it's also practice to just leave the December meeting unscheduled. But the advantage is if you vote on this calendar or a version of it, myself or the IGM can schedule the entire year's meetings ahead of time so people know when they are, so we don't have to wonder when the next meeting are. So it's entirely up to the board whether to schedule ahead of time using these meeting dates.
Yeah.
Or doing something else. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, John, for all your work. So in the interest of time today, can we schedule a meeting at least for January? And we might have to have an emergency meeting anyway in regards to what's going on and the whole situation there. So this might be something that's happening in December still. But I think we should make at least one appointment for January. Are there any objections to that?
And tell them the date, Madam Chair.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
I object to the fact that
you object.
I object, and I guess Harvey did too.
I object. I want to hear what the attorney Schwartz has to say before we schedule any more meetings.
Yeah. So, okay, we will have an emergency meeting in December to address exactly these kind of things. And so I would say then if there's objections, I don't know if I can still make an appointment for January or if it's just a waste of time.
I'm objecting.
Well, Madam Chair, you can, well, someone can move, Madam Chair, someone can move to a schedule a meet. Any board member can move to schedule a meeting if they want. And if no one does, no one does.
Can move to schedule a meeting for January.
I move.
No. Okay, so Marisol moved.
For a meeting in January.
Okay, is there anybody to second this?
Second.
Thank you.
By Ralph.
Okay, so that's just.
I'm objecting.
Well, we heard your objection. So we just make an appointment so that this is no big problem. It can still be changed if there's any big issue, you know. So I would say, is it okay to continue with the Sunday 10 a.m. schedule for all of you? Are there any objections to that?
Okay.
Beth seeks the floor.
I'm sorry?
Beth seeks recognition.
Okay. Are you going to say something about the date?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I object to scheduling regular meetings on an ad hoc basis because it leads to chaos. If we don't reserve our time through the rest of the year, other people will lay claim to that time and we'll get bumped around the calendar. You lose people at meetings. It gets really confusing. So we should deal with this in a more organized manner.
Yes, I would like to just have one at least set up for January, because who knows how you're going to holidays and stuff. So at least you know when we're back. And from that day on, we allocate enough time that we can maybe like schedule it out for the whole year. So if you look at to the next year, Sunday, let's see.
I have all the Sunday dates, Madam Chair.
Yeah, what's the next Sunday date in January that you suggest there?
Well, the third Sunday is Sunday, January 15th.
Okay, does anybody object to January 15th? Okay, so let's do...
I object. I want to hear from Arthur Schwartz.
Well, I understand that that's what you want, but that's not what we're going to do. You're one person out of this whole group. So let's...
I think he's left the call, Harvey. I don't see him anymore.
I second his objection.
Okay. Can we please do the 15th and just put it in for Sunday at 10 a.m. for the 15th? And then we'll see what happens in the meantime for this date. And so this was now point number 8. Now comes the report. Now we're 2 minutes away. Are they objecting to prolonging this meeting for another 20 minutes?
Yes, I object.
Okay.
Christina.
Christina, okay. And Harvey, so we have to take a vote then on this, I guess. So if you vote yes, you are in favor for 20 more minutes to prolong. If you vote no, you are against the prolongation. Okay, so
it takes 2/3 to extend.
Well, I guess that's what we have to do. Otherwise, we're not going to finish this. So, John, can you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Christina Avalos.
No.
Jose Benavides.
What?
Jose Benavides, are you muted? I'll come back. Fred Blair.
Yes, but I thought we voted already for to adjourn at 2:30.
No, we
voted for an extension.
And then we voted for a 20-minute extension, which is now almost up. And so I'm asking for another 20-minute extension. So how do you vote, Fred?
I said yes.
Thank you.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
No.
Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Michael Heiss, I assume that you left the meeting.
Yeah, he said he leaves at 1.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
Oh my God.
I'll come back. Oye, Yippo. I assume he's absent. No response. Myla Reason?
So no.
Okay, who's that speaking?
That's Avelia's husband, I believe.
I need to hear Avelia Jones.
No.
Okay, no. We don't have proxy voting.
I'm sorry, I have me present. So I vote yes.
Thank you.
Is that Mr. Oye Yippo?
Yes, that's me.
Thank you very much. You voted yes? Thank you. Okay, Myla Reason?
A pass.
Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Jeanine Roan? I'm sorry, I barely heard that. Could you repeat that? I seriously can't. I couldn't tell if that was pass or yes. It was really clipped.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Ruth H. Strauss.
Can you just, I need a point of information. What business is it that we are going to extend for?
PNB Director's Reports and Discussion.
Abstain.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
Abstain.
All right. Jose Benavides, how do you vote?
Can you please mute this beep?
All right. A last call for Jose Benavides. How do you vote on the 20-minute extension of time? All right. Avelia Jones, how do you vote? Okay, no vote recorded. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, the yeses are...
Excuse me, I passed.
I apologize. How do you vote, Ms. Reason?
I'll vote no.
Okay. And... Okay, the yeses are... The yeses are 12. The noes are.
Wow, I didn't count 12.
I counted 12.
The noes are 4, and there are 3 abstentions.
I counted 11.
May I ask the secretary please to read the roster with the votes? Thanks.
Okay, Grace Aaron, yes. Christina Avalos, no. Jose Benavides, no vote recorded. Fred Blair, yes. Marisol Cruz, yes. George Funmaker, no. Ralph Hawkins, yes. Michael Heiss, not present. Eric C. Jacobson, yes. Avelia Jones, no vote recorded. Oye Yippo, yes. Myla Reason, no. Lawrence Reyes, not present. Ziri Rideau, the chair, yes. Paul Roberson, yes. Jeanine Roan, yes. Ruth H. Strauss, abstain. Oscar Ulloa, yes. Polina Vasiliev, yes. Elizabeth Von Gunten, abstain. Oscar Ulloa, yes. Harvey Wasserman, no. Carlos Zavala, abstain.
Count Carl Oscar twice.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay, that was my mistake.
I have 12 yes and 5 no.
That would be 11 yes. That would be 11 yes, madam. And let's...
Any abstentions?
There were 3 abstentions.
So even if
that
we...
That would count toward the total. No.
No, they don't... abstentions don't count toward the...
they don't count toward the yes vote, which is necessary to get 2/3 in the vote.
Is it two-thirds of voting or two-thirds of the entire board, of all present?
The parliamentarian present. Can speak.
Where is Mr. Tatum? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. It is two-thirds of those present and voting. Extensions don't count. Extensions don't count on either side.
Okay.
Then I change my vote to a no.
Okay.
So that means the yeses are 11 and the noes are 5. Correct?
That's what I have.
So that's...
I'd like to change my vote to a no as well.
Who's that speaking?
Carlos Zavala.
Okay. Change from abstain to no. That means the noes are now 6 and 11 is not twice of 6.
Okay. So that means the vote failed and we're not going to have the director's report nor the committee report and discussion. I'm very sad about this because I feel this is important. We are doing the work of the listeners and we should make ourselves available to do this work. And so,
Madam Chair,
you cannot be adjourn the meeting now since we are over the allowed time. And so there's nothing we can do.
I move to adjourn.
Point of information. I'd like to know whether John Crenshaw is considered a voting member in regards to the election because he was not present during this meeting when the seating took place.
Madam Chair, if I may.
John
Crenshaw declined the invitation to join the board, so he won't be voting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that means since we are out of time, what? Who's talking?
A point of information. Who is John's replacement?
The next is Rodrigo Argueta. He has to be invited. He hasn't been invited yet, so he's not on the board. We have to invite him.
We just didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay. So we will have to do that for next time. We will have to make one emergency meeting anyway in this.
No. Madam Chair, Mr. Argueta can join the committee between meetings. If he accepts the invitation, he's on the board.
Yes, I know. But okay. We will have December anyway. What's up, Michael?
Well, did the board schedule a meeting to tally your votes and verify them?
Yeah, so that's something we still should do today. So you, I think Terry Goodman will send out together with John all the tallies, right? And then by what's the cutoff time? When are we going to have the results?
That's up to the chair of tellers, and he I don't believe he's reported on what his I believe he's on the call.
Point of information, sorry, I'm not getting the answer to my question.
I answered about John Crenshaw.
No, if Rodrigo, it sounds like Rodrigo would be included in the election because he's seated outside of a meeting, and that's not my understanding. I thought somebody needed to be seated during a meeting order to be.
No, that's incorrect. If you look at the bylaws, the replacement mechanism, that far as my interpretation is, replacement is automatic. And this concept of seating is discussed, but I don't think it's, no, you don't have to be.
Can we ask the parliamentarian that's here?
Hey, Mr. Tatum, are you still available?
Yes, I am. I'm siding with John Gary on this one.
Okay. Thank you. So can we have now, since we need to hear from Terry Goodman, when he will have the results. Terry, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The voting deadline will be Friday at midnight. And so I will have results on Saturday.
Okay. So that means, should we make a tentative meeting for Sunday?
Christmas Day?
Christmas. Oh, no, definitely not. Oh, my God.
It'll have to be, well, it'll be up to the board, Madam Chair.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know if we want to schedule anything on Christmas. Not the
24th. Well, it could be two. It could be if we want to stick to Sunday, it could be 2 weeks from today. But it's up to the board. Yeah. It's up for, you know, if someone wants
and
to.
That
move.
Would be New Year's.
That's right.
The first, this is horrible.
And since Schwartz already told us that everything is sort of inconsequential here anyway.
Well, this is his interpretation. There are others who.
That's right. I'm just.
This is Janine. Can I be recognized?
Yes. Let's keep it short.
I'd like to propose move for the 8th.
The 8th of January?
January, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a long time out. I wonder if there's anything we can do.
Madam Chair, if I can comment, that's been a history, is for it to be the first available Sunday in January in the past.
Okay, so let's tentatively say because we have now written a January meeting for the 15th so far, and this would be then another meeting before that. So if it's the 8th, then we should just move the 15th to the 8th and just have this one meeting, I would assume. Are there any objections to that we do the meeting in January on Sunday, the 8th at 10 a.m., where also the results will be recognized? And by then we have had our conversation with the PNB and all the lawyers and all the stuff. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. So John, please put that in the record. And thank you very much. And so that means, unfortunately, this is the first board meeting I ever chair where we're not going to finish everything. That's very sad. But we had asked to adjourn the meeting before. Beth, what do you want to say?
I want to be sure that because we didn't get to the director's reports, I did provide mine to all the board members and to the secretary. I want to be sure that my report is included in the minutes. And any other reports from other directors, likewise, please. Thank you.
This is Michael Novick. Rodrigo Argueta is on the call, if people want to address him.
Who's on the call? Excuse me.
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo Argueta was mentioned as the next available runner-up in the for the
Rodrigo,
staff.
Can you hear us? Can you unmute? Can you hear us?
He's unmuted, Rodrigo.
The stream is cut. In any case, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so we have if we adjourned the meeting, then there's no point having this conversation now with Rodrigo. We will approach him and ask if he accepts, and then we'll seat him in between the meetings.